When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's the best show. My name's Tom. I'm the host. Mike, how's it sound? We got Mike's speakers out there, and it's maybe that'll get him to. What do they say? The kids, F-S-T something? I don't know, right? The kids. The kids, I don't care about the kids. Look, I am the kids. It's me, little Tommy, doing the show. Boy, we're going to have a fun one tonight. I'm here with my oversized lollipop and straw boater, little Tommy, bringing you the best show the only way he knows how. And we got Julie Klausner who's going to be live in studio. We got a giant dog and Sweet Spirit. It's the same band. Sounds like we got two bands. It's two bands in one. We'll find out more about that later. And the phone number, as always, 201-332. What is it? I can't see the chairs in the way. Oh, 3484. 201-DEAD-HUG is the number. Okay, there we go. 3323, that's what I thought. Don't worry. Sorry, Jason. Oh, and I get that dirty look from him. That'll last all night. Jeepers creepers, man. Jeepers creepers. That's all I says. But get ready. You sit back. You relax. You crack out your, right? You went to the dispensary today, right? Because you got your anxiety. I have anxiety. And here is a Snickers bar made out of marijuana. I hope this helps you with your anxiety. I have back pain. Would you like a Milky Way made out of marijuana? The best show!
Jersey, back again.
the best show here on another Tuesday night. My name is Top Charpling. I'm the host of tonight's installment. And boy, do we got an exciting show. Why do I make it sound sarcastic? We got an exciting show. Why do I do that? Talk like I'm talking to four-year-olds. I always say it like, I'll say to somebody, it's having a good, like, it's good to see you here tonight. Like, did you get here okay? And they'll be like, yeah, I did. And then I'll go, and are you having a good time? In this completely, like I'm talking to a child. I hate when I do that. Why do you do that, Tom? Why, I ask you? Well, let me tell you. I'm turning it around. Sick of it. Sick of it all. And that's why I played that hot rock from my friends Hound. You know that band Hound from Philadelphia? They're so good. Big Steve from Ted Leo and the Pharmacists is their drummer in Hound. And Hound they're going on tour next week. Washington, D.C. Starting next Tuesday, Hound will be playing a big tour. You can get information over at srarecords.com. And the song we heard is from their bootleg album, Hound Live at the Golden Tea House. And you get those tour dates. They're playing Washington, D.C., Charlotte, Asheville, Nashville, Chicago, Springfield, Illinois, Kansas City, Bloomington, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. Attention, people of those cities. If you want the hot rock, man, you turn out for Hound. You won't be disappointed. You tell Big Steve. You see Big Steve, you go, what up, bro? You see Perry and you tell him, what up, bro? Big show. Who's good here, Mike? Two. Mike says two. Let's go to line two and see what's up to kick it off. Best show, welcome.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hey, Tom, how are you tonight?
Oh, okay. It's my friend Avalanche Bob.
Yeah, Tom. Listen, the reason I'm calling, we're having a performance at my church at Victoria Congregational, mm-hmm. and it's going to be on July 30th at 5 p.m. to 11 o'clock. My band's going to be there. They're going to be showing
March
my
30th?
I mean, I meant July 30th. Yeah,
July 30th. Yeah,
July 30th. You know, sometimes people get a little mixed up.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I just don't want people waiting 9 months for this performance.
Yeah, I know, Tom. Well, that'd be next Christmas. And, you know, by then Donald Trump will be president. Bill Clinton.
We'll see, my man.
Yeah, so listen. July 30th at 5 p.m., probably to 11 p.m., and I'd like you to come if you want to.
I'm going to see if I can make it. If I can, I will definitely be there. And if I can't, I will send someone from the show, either AP Mike or Dudio will be
uh-huh.
in attendance.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. And I think you'd have a great time. We're going to have good food, great food, in fact, mm-hmm. and the band. And we're working on the album. It's almost done. It's going to blow you away.
Teach me how to do what you do, Avalanche. But how do
I'm going to take a song called You Keep a Knockin' by Little Richard, mm-hmm. and I'm going to put Yodel and Punk in it, okay?
All right.
You want to hear it?
Do I have a choice?
Hello, Tom?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah!
Okay. 1, 2, 3. You keep a knocking, but you can't come in. You keep a knocking, but you can't come. Ooh, you keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come out of mine, I'm trying. You say you love me, but you can't come. Ooh, and you love me, but you can't come in. Daddy love my buddy can't come in. Come back to my and try again. Wow! Pump up, pump up, daddy, get a rock on the funk. Pump up, daddy, daddy, that'll bop on the bunk. Rock on the second day, the lady, they bop. Rock on the funk, a little lady, and rock, yeah! Leave it knocking, buddy can't come in. Keep it knocking, buddy can't come in. You keep it knocking, buddy can't come in. Come back to my mind, try again. You keep rocking my board, but you can't knock me down. You keep rocking my board with a stone board sound. You keep rocking me board, and it's never gonna stop. Cause this no board is taking it to the top, I'll beat it up now. You keep it knocking, buddy can't come in. Keep it knocking, buddy can't come in. Keep it knocking, buddy can't come in. You're punking again. Rocking daddy, punking daddy, yeah, the bop bop. Get a punk, a little lady bop. Rocking daddy, punk, a little lady, hey bop. Rocking daddy, get a bop, a punk, a little nigga, ducka, 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 ducka.
Now, when you say you're, this is at a church, right? How does this go over at church?
It's for my church, yeah.
Have they heard this yet? Have they heard this? At church yet? Have they heard you do this yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the 1,000% for it. Because I do everything, Tom. I do every kind of music there is. I do Dean Martin. I do Bobby Darin. I do everything.
So when you do Dean Martin, does it go like...
How's it going?
Like, no, does it go like...
Motors. When the stars make it true, just like a potter, but through lots of more. Like that.
But why don't you go... How lucky can one guy be? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right, Don.
Why don't you do it that way?
What's
that, Mike? Bob, Mike's telling me I got to take an important call on the next line.
Okay, Tom. So maybe you're going to try and make it, right?
I'm going to try. I'm going to do what I can.
Oh, man, you're the best, Tom.
I'm just a mirror. I'm just a mirror. All right, thanks, buddy. Oh. Oh. Anybody got any Anacin out there? They still make Anacin? Is that still a thing? Best show. Hello? Hi.
Tom, it's Aaron in Minneapolis. How are you tonight?
I'm good. What's going on, Aaron? You miss me? I miss you, too. Over. Over? Was that it? Is that what I said? Over or go ahead? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, I said go ahead. Go ahead. I said go ahead. Go ahead. All right. Did he hang up? What happened? Oh, brother. Best show.
Hey there, this is Brett from Los Angeles.
Brett from Los Angeles. What's up? Where in Los Angeles are you, Brett?
Silver
Lake. Hollywood.
You're in Hollywood?
Yeah, right in the thick of it.
Right? Those Hollywood nights, right? You know what they're about.
Yep.
Right?
Lots of stray cats, surprisingly.
Stray cats?
Oh, yeah.
The Stray Cats didn't do Hollywood Nights. Bruce Seeger did it.
No, I mean literal stray cats.
No, literally. The Stray Cats did not do Hollywood Nights. It was Bruce Seeger.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Do you like that song? You ever drive up and down Sunset Boulevard listening to that song?
I don't. I actually haven't heard it.
You don't know Bruce Seeger and the Silver Bullet Band?
No, I know them, but I haven't heard the song.
In those Hollywood nights. In those Hollywood.
I turned off to Bruce Seeger. Like,
goodbye. You're talking over me. What is this? A competition? A foot race? No. Sit back. You talk to me, not at me. Best show.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going spectacularly. To whom am I speaking?
This is Matt from Buffalo.
Matt from Buffalo. Well, what's your deal? You sound like a tough guy.
Your website is giving off two feeds at once.
What's that?
Just, you know, your website is playing two different feeds at the same time.
Are you sure you don't have two pages open?
No, I know. I only had one open. There was some kid from NYU who's calling, and then you can hear you on the other one.
A kid from NYU?
I don't know. I closed it down. Anyways, I was calling to ask if you'd caught the show Aquarius.
No, I didn't. Aquarius starring David Duchovny, his 60s show.
You know, keeps me busy.
Yeah.
I was surprised that Mike wasn't watching it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, I'm partial to Mr. Manson, so they don't really portray him that well.
That's gross. I'm partial to Mr. Manson. What are you partial to him with? What are you a big fan? You got
not really. I mean, he's just funny. Yeah, like his parole hearings and music and stuff.
You have a poster in your room that says "Lie." Right?
No. I don't really like that album.
What, do you like his other albums?
Some of the more just like acoustic stuff's not bad.
Sure, like Garbage Dump or Girl, What's Your Game, right?
Right, yeah, sure. Those are all in this show, too.
They are?
Yeah, so I don't know how that works, like who gets paid or what.
So they licensed his music. So somewhere there's a music supervisor being like, just got word back from Charles Manson. He's going to give us...
I thought that was pretty odd.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Like, when you hear me talk, right?
Yes.
Why do you feel the need to, like, hurry and talk right over me the second I start saying something? Why? Just answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think there's a delay. I apologize.
Is there a delay on the phone? There's a delay?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Go ahead. I'm sorry about that, Tom.
So when you hear me talk right now, what did you just hear?
I heard you say, when you hear me talk right now, what did you just hear?
Yeah. Goodbye. I'm done with you. Best show. Hello?
Hello. This is Mary in Cambridge, and is this Tom?
This is Tom. How are you, Mary?
Oh, I'm so excited, Tom. Ooh. I have been, I have been missing the best show for 13 weeks, and every Tuesday night, I'm lying in my hammock in the middle of the woods thinking, oh, it's Tuesday night, and I wish I was listening to the best show. I just got back from hiking for 13 weeks on the Appalachian Trail.
13 weeks?
Yeah, about time, 3 months.
That is a long time. What made you hike? Did you hike the entire Appalachian Trail or part of it?
I only hiked the first half, so the entire thing would be a little less than 2,200 miles. But I did make it 1,100 miles.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, that was still pretty good.
No, that's more than pretty good. How many miles a day were you hiking?
So at the beginning, I was hiking like 7 miles a day, and it was exhausting. And at the end, I was hiking about 20 miles a day, and it was exhausting.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds exhausting.
And my feet, I've been home for about 3 days, and my feet are still so bruised from, like, walking all of the time that I still need to wear shoes all of the time.
Now, what is the craziest thing you saw on the Appalachian Trail?
So I saw lots of bears, and Tom, I'm a little nervous to talk to you because I've been in the woods and I haven't really talked to people, so I've kind of forgotten how to have, like, a conversation. So I just want to tell you that.
Let me just say, if you're not sure how to have a conversation, I'm going to send all my listeners to the Appalachian Trail because you're the only one listening to me tonight. I got one caller, no offense to the people who call, one dumber than the next.
I think I'm getting an echo or something. I heard it back on me or what? The thing, I'm hearing the show twice.
Well, I think maybe that, like, being so totally away from society and from the world and, like, you know, it's like a real privilege to not have to pay attention to the news and all so that I could come back and start paying attention to it again.
God bless you.
I actually think when you turn off your brain for a bit, it makes you function better. So I saw a lot of bears. And, like, copperhead and rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. I saw so many bears, Tom. This was one of the weirdest things. I saw so many bears that there was a time that I was watching a bear that was only, like, whatever, 25 yards away from me or something, and the bear didn't notice I was there. And I watched the bear in its natural habitat until I got bored called Watching the Bear.
That is crazy. And how far away was this bear?
About 25 yards.
Wow.
So I was safe. It was okay.
Yeah.
The most can I tell you the most disgusting thing that happened?
Yes, please.
So there's like all along the trail, every like 10 miles is a three-sided shelter, like with a roof and a floor, but it's open. And that's where you sleep at night if you're not sleeping in a tent or something. So I was sleeping in there one night, and it's all open. And I woke up to the sound of a mouse chewing my hair. And I opened my eyes. Isn't that disgusting?
To the sound of a mouse chewing your own hair.
Yes. And so I heard it. And it woke me up, and I it was like I was having a dream of a mouse chewing my hair. And I thought, I wonder if I'm actually awake. And then I opened my eyes, and I made a noise. And then the mouse, which was just a tiny mouse, but it was so close to my face, it took my whole vision. Oh, maybe it was wearing a cape. I don't think that it was.
Oh, that would be insane if the mouse was wearing a cape. I would say that would go back to the weirdest thing you saw.
I think it was either eating my hair because my hair was all salty, or this, I like this answer better. I think it was taking some of my hair in order to, like, line its nest for its little baby mice.
Yeah, for its...
And now there's, like, little tiny mice wrapped up in my hair.
Yeah, it's a little mouse hair bed, right?
Yes! And then that was, like, the most disgusting thing that happened, but also the thing that I'm most proud of that happened is immediately after this scenario, because it was chewing on the end of my braid, is, like, I grabbed my hat and I tucked my braid up under the hat, and I went back to sleep. Because what else am I going to do?
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do? Stay up all night worrying about the mouse?
Exactly. And I'm in the mouse's territory. I mean, it's really the mouse let me sleep there for the cost of
a little bit of hair. That's exactly it. That's the spirit with it. The mouse let you. You were the visitor.
That's right. And they let me come. And I thought of that all the time. Like, there was all of these animals around, and they just, like, let me walk through this path. And it was in Georgia and North Carolina and Tennessee and Virginia and West Virginia and Maryland and Pennsylvania. And then I ended it. And then it
ended
in Pennsylvania.
Mike is saying that he's...
But it does go through New Jersey.
It does. Mike is saying he's going to hike the whole thing, and he's going to bring with him... He wants to know how many hand grenades you think he should bring.
Well, I think 27 is overboard. That's kind of ridiculous.
Because he has one of those...
Somewhere between 20 and 27.
He has, like, a harmonica vest, like the guy from Blues Traveler, but he fills it with hand grenades.
Oh.
I think that guy's cool. John Popper. Gets a bad rap. I think he's cool.
Oh, I don't really know things like that. Or maybe I will. I'm still figuring out how to use, like how to go to the grocery store and buy things. Mm-hmm.
Remember that harmonica vest? You don't remember that harmonica vest he wore?
I don't, but I can pretend like I do.
Just picture
it.
I'll say this. I don't know if you're pretending or if you actually just remembered. You're an amazing actor. I fell for whatever you're doing. I was like, oh, see, now she remembers the harmonica vest. But then,
right, exactly.
Oh, you're spooking me out with your tricky ways. I think you're fibbing. You don't know what I'm talking about. You're just, oh, jeepers creepers.
I think a 13-week break has, like, honed the fibbing skills.
Yeah, you're better than human. You look at humans as just like dogs, right? We're just dogs.
Now. Yeah, we're just animals.
But you're not human anymore. You're
the animal.
You're half animal now.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I had to, like, dig a hole in order to poop and, like, you know, figure out how to, like, carry all of my food on my back and filter water every night and, you know, figure out how to, like, a couple of times I had to get water out of, like, a disgusting, like, I had to put my boot in a mud puddle in order for it to collect water to filter out.
What happened? Yeah. Now, did you see any other humans walking along the trail?
Not while I was walking, usually, but at night at a shelter, there was probably, you know, like, 8 to 12 people in the area.
Oh, that to me
is
the
scary. When I was walking, I was pretty solo.
To sleep in a thing and then there's 8 to 12 people you don't even know in it, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to take my chances with the bears out there. Suddenly, is everybody tucked in nicely?
Let's all tell each other stories. What's the worst thing you ever did? I'll go first.
That never happened.
Last night at one of the things, I did something very bad. I'm kind of on the run right now.
No, I would not be able to handle that. You have 1 million times as much backbone as I've got, I'll tell you that. I'd have a hard time driving the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Well, I'm so glad.
Very kind of you.
I'm glad you're okay and safe, and you had an exciting adventure you will never forget for the rest of your life.
I am totally glad to be back on Tuesday nights to have the best show back in my life again.
We were here for you, and welcome back to society.
Thank you, Tom. Have a good night.
You have a great night. Bye. My friends, let me tell you about Harry's Razors. You gotta shave, right? These beards, it's on the way out. This whole beard thing, nobody wants beards anymore. The beards had their day. Now it's time. It's the summer. You know what? You want to have water dripping off your face? Huh. You want to be cool, and the way to be cool is to shave, and the way to get a good shave is to get a good razor. And these Harry's razors, these are not good razors. These are great razors. High-quality razors. They cut out the middleman, ship directly to you for half the price. Telling you, man. Harry's. But is it expensive? No, it's not. It's the sweet spot between high quality and affordable pricing. That's Harry's.com, my friends. For too long, you've been either shaving with a razor that's way too expensive, or you've been settling for some low-quality, low-priced razor. Not with Harry's, man. Good price, good shave. Simple. They make one razor with all you need for a close, comfortable shave. 5 German-crafted blades, flex hinge, and lubricating strip. Quality is guaranteed. And a full refund if you're not happy. I shaved with these Harry's razors, studio shaves with them. Got another kit. One of the dudes out there, I think Mike and Pat and Duty are going to fight over it. We'll see who wins. Good old-fashioned razor fight. Good old-fashioned best show razor fight. So here's what you do. You go to Harry's.com. They got this starter set called the Truman. It's a great option for new customers, and it's an amazing deal. For just $15, you get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 of Harry's 5-blade German-engineered razors. Plus, a special offer for fans of the best show. You get $5 off your first purchase with promo code BESTSHOW. Go to Harry's.com right now and look for that Truman set. Harry's, HARRYS.com. Enter code BESTSHOW at checkout to get $5 off and help support the best show. Stop compromising. Give Harry's a try today. Harry's. Shave your face, bruh. Something else I wanted to tell you about, my friends. Oh, your credit score, right? Your credit score. That's the two words that are a key to your financial reputation. You may not even know how important those words are. Your credit score may impact important things in your life, from car payments and student loans to your mortgage and interest payments. Maybe you don't know what your score is, but it's okay, because Credit Karma is here to help. They give you completely free credit reports and scores with no hidden costs or obligations. They also provide free credit monitoring so you can stay on top of your accounts and get alerts right on your phone. In fact, over 50 million members have signed up for Credit Karma.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
So this is what you do. Get that credit score. Piece of cake. You go over to creditkarma.com/value. Value. Okay. Not exactly the best show related URL, but creditkarma.com/value. Get that credit report and score now. You never need to enter a credit card. It really is free. creditkarma.com/value. And last, but certainly not least, on the best show, I want to tell you all about... That's right. We've talked about it before. Building that website is oh so hard. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know code. You don't know what to do. You're sweating on your computer. You're screaming at it. You're begging your friends for help. That's why you got to say thank goodness for Squarespace. Creating that website with Squarespace is simple and intuitive, and you got to get this website. You got your dream and your thing you make or you want to do out there, whether it's a landing page or an online store or a professional blog or a gallery. Squarespace.com. You get it all. Get a free custom domain. If you sign up for a year, you get that custom domain free for a year. The templates are first class, customizable, piece of cake, all without a single plugin. They got great commerce tools. It's been used by hundreds of thousands of savvy shop owners around the world. You can track your inventory, process your orders, and send custom emails with one intuitive interface. Squarespace Commerce allows you to understand every aspect of your business, and they've got 24/7 customer support. Every member of the Squarespace customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. So no matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of their team is always online to assist you. So this is what you do. You need that website. You got your dream. It's got to be on the web. You don't know what to do. So what you do, you go to squarespace.com and enter offer code BESTSHOW to get 10% off that first purchase. Squarespace.com, offer code BESTSHOW to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, they want me to say Squarespace sets your website apart. I said it. And now I'm going to say their actual catchphrase, which everybody knows at this point. Squarespace, build your website, bruh. Check your credit score, bruh. Build your website, bruh. Shave your face, bruh. Oh, boy, what a show tonight, right? What a show. And I want to dedicate tonight's show to my friend Julie from Cincinnati, who lost her great dog, Yetta, this week. It was sad, super sad. She would call and talk about Yetta all the time. It's like I never met Yetta, but I feel like I know the dog. What a great dog. So, all of my sympathy to you, Julie, and everybody listening. I know everybody sends you nothing but love and care for losing your amazing dog. So, the best show is on the air. We're going to have Julie Klauser. We're going to have a giant dog. All sorts of stuff. The best show mural's up still. Still up. We thought it was down. It's still standing there. On the Halsey L stop, which is on what to what and who to who. Where is it? Hold on. I'll tell you where this mural is. You get ready. You listen up. The best show mural is up. Wait, what happened? It ain't in the ting no more? I got to get the info on this mural. It's on, why am I forgetting this? Jeepers creepers. Here we go. Here's the mural info. you people of New York City, on the Bushwick-Ridgewood border, the Besho mural is up. It's at the corner of Wyckoff Ave and Norman Street at the Halsey L stop. You take your picture in front of it, then you post it to Besho Rules NYC on your social medium. And then you do that, you post it, and I'll send you something in the mail when it's all said and done. Look, I'll be there for 4 days packing envelopes. That's my problem. Maybe I didn't think this through. I should have. I didn't. Too bad for me. I'm going to see the mural. I'm going this week. And I'll be in front of that mural this week. Get ready. The mural. Best show. Rules NYC. Go to back to the hot phone. Hot phones tonight. Hot phones on the Best Show. Best Show, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. It's Nick in Upper Newbridge.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
Good. Just loving the show. It's been a great one tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Little light on the candy bar talk, though.
Okay. Sure. I didn't talk about candy bars yet. No.
Any good ones lately?
Any good candy bars?
Yeah, that you've had.
I did have a Take Five last week.
Oh, what's that?
It seems like it's just like a mess. They just threw everything on it in a candy bar shape. I think
let me write it down. Is it the numeral five or the word?
I think it's the word five, if I remember correctly, Nick.
Cool. Okay. I had a Butterfinger, which I hadn't had in a long time, and I forgot how messy they are.
That's very, like, what do you mean, got stuck in your teeth?
No, well, you know, it's got that crumbly element to it, but it's also got chocolate, so if it's kind of warm out, then it's kind of a double whammy of crumbly and smeary chocolate, you know? That's why I like a Zagnut.
Like a Zagnut you find is what, a more, like, refined Butterfinger?
Yes, it has elements of the Butterfinger experience, but it's nowhere near as crumbly. The crumb factor, if you will, is relatively low.
Well, that's very. I'll take that to heart, Nick.
Thank you. Yeah. Did you see that Bernie Sanders finally endorsed Hillary today?
I saw that.
Pretty major, right?
That's big news. But everybody saw that coming, right?
I think so. Between you and me,
yeah.
I'm kind of glad that he didn't become the nominee.
Why is that?
Well, he seems like he could be really mad really easily, you know?
Okay.
Like, he seems like he'd be a really mad president.
Uh-huh. Like, he'd just be, like mad, like, what do you mean, like, making you feel bad?
No, like, he'd be angry, you know?
But not literally at you.
At circumstances, you know? I mean, you know, things going wrong, and it made me wonder today, like, Who's probably the maddest president ever? Who do you think it might be?
The maddest president ever.
Yeah. Brr.
Who would be the maddest? I'm not enough of a historian to know.
I'll tell you who I think it would be just by going on his presidential portrait. Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland.
I think he'd be a big yeller.
Like, he'd just be mad all the time.
Yeah, like, I say, who is taking my pudding? Man, that sounds like Sean Connery. That's a terrible imitation.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you can imitate Grover Cleveland. I don't know how much audio there is of him to be able to do a good Grover Cleveland.
Well, it's like all the audio you hear of Lincoln, his voice is really high. You wouldn't expect that.
It's high? I never heard audio of Lincoln.
Really?
There's really audio of Lincoln?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He cut at least a couple 78s.
Are you sure you have your timeline right on?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So, What were the 78s? Him speeches or something?
Oh, God, it was called Dear Old Grandma's Down Comforter.
No, it's, these are songs. These are
Yeah.
I thought you were saying he...
No, he made records.
He made... Okay.
I'm almost positive.
I don't know if Abraham Lincoln actually recorded music.
I am sure he did. Seems like he could have gotten a record deal, right? I mean, he's the president.
But... There weren't record companies back then.
Really? Seems like they've been around forever. Huh.
I guess it does seem like they've been around forever. I guess there must have been someone to go, like, I declare we are going to put out records, and we are going to call ourselves a record company.
Right?
Like, what would be the first label to do that?
Seems Geffen? Like, I don't know.
Geffen.
Yeah.
I think somebody did it before Geffen.
Maybe it was David Geffen's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpapa.
Okay, well, maybe.
Ever think of that?
Maybe. You know what? To be fair, I never did think of that. You're right.
See?
Yeah, you're right, Nick. What?
You're in showbiz sometimes, right?
That's a interesting way of putting it, but I'll say yes to that.
Can you verify this rumor that Bernie Sanders is the older brother of Colonel Sanders? I've been hearing it a lot recently.
It's where are you hearing that?
I feel like I heard it online.
Uh-huh.
And then I read it somewhere.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't think that tracks, that Bernie Sanders would be the older brother.
Okay.
What if he was the next person in those KFC commercials, though?
Well, see, that leads to my next thing.
Yeah?
I think you should be the next Colonel Sanders.
Oh, that's...
I do. I think you'd be great.
Well, I mean, that's sweet of you to say, but nobody knows who I am.
Well, you know, my cousin Todd is the East Newbridge District Manager for KFC.
Okay.
And I can see if he can get you a screen test.
A screen test?
Yeah.
For a KFC thing.
I'll bet you could do a great Colonel Sanders. Please do it now.
A Colonel Sanders? What would that be? What's Colonel Sanders? Oh, boy, we got our chicken, everybody. Right?
You're playing a record.
Gather around and get some chicken.
Are you playing a record?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. Sounds just like him. See, that's my favorite thing about The Best Show.
Yeah, what's that?
Your impressions.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
You're really good.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
Can I get you to do another one?
Maybe.
Please.
Okay, what do you... What?
Let me think. How about... Oh, I know you do Joe Namath a lot. That's really good. How about Bert Lahr?
Mm-hmm.
Like short capsule reviews of all the Mudhoney records.
Bert Lahr, you mean the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz?
Yes. Please.
You were doing capsule reviews of Mudhoney records?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see what that would be. Okay, everybody, put them up. The first single was called Touch Me, I'm Sick, and on the back, on the B-side, it was Sweet Young Thing Ain't Sweet No More, see? And it was really maybe the beginning of grunge in a lot of ways, people would say. And then Superfuzz Big Muff was the first EP. A big song on that was In and Out of Grace. Big one. And first album,
that's...
Then they did Every Good Boy Deserves Fudge came out.
You happy?
Keep going, please.
Yeah. Please at least get to Tomorrow Hit Today. Tomorrow. And then they did Tomorrow... What's after Every
you
Good
forgot,
Boy...
I think you forgot Piece of Cake.
Then they did Piece of Cake. It was kind of like a return... They recorded in a small studio and had a return to form, kind of a Billy Childish influence on it. You see? Put 'em up. Right? And then...
What was after that one?
Well, there's Tomorrow Hit Today. That's all I remember. Oh, My Brother the Cow.
Yeah.
And then they signed to Warner Brothers, and that's when Piece of Cake was on Warner Brothers. They did Every Good Boy Deserves Fudge as the last Sub Pop record until they signed a Reprise. And then that came out and didn't go so well. And they did My Brother the Cow, and then Tomorrow Hit Today. And then they ended up taking a little hiatus at Monkey Wrench, and then went back to Sub Pop.
I could listen to you do this all night. Could you do it for All the Chemical People records, too?
No, I'm not going to do it for All the Chemical People records.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
Oh. Hey, is Miss Klausner there?
She's going to be here shortly, yes.
Oh, I wanted to tell her how much I enjoyed last night's Difficult People premiere. I mini-binged on the first two episodes.
Ah, well, I'll pass that along. I'll tell her.
I wanted to ask her what John Mulaney's like.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like he could be a handful.
Okay, I don't know if that's the case.
Hey, speaking of TV?
Yeah.
You're watching Roadies, right?
I watched the first two, so I guess yes, I am watching Roadies.
Well, my God. First vinyl, then this.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, will Hollywood ever get rock and roll wrong? It doesn't seem like it, does it?
They've got a perfect track record, I will say.
They really do. And I'll tell you, this week's episode?
Yeah.
Well, Sunday's episode?
Mm-hmm.
It certainly proved that old adage correct.
What adage?
I think it goes something like, as long as rock and roll exists, there will be road crews driven to get revenge on bloggers who slag the bands for whom they work.
Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the things that anybody in any form of entertainment should realize.
Right?
The people who run the things behind the scenes,
mm-hmm,
care more about the product than anyone else.
They do. It's true.
They'll go to war.
They do. But, you know, I'm a little concerned about something. I'm really worried that the 25-year-old kid who looks like he's in Slipknot,
uh-huh,
that he's not going to come up with any more blonde-on-blonde outtakes to share with Luke Wilson. Yeah.
But he had some first-generation ones at that point.
He did. That's the only thing that I'm really concerned about. Everything else is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, geez, I think we'll find out how it goes. We'll have to. We can only hope he gets more, his hands on more outtakes.
I agree. Hey, question for you.
Yeah.
Who is your least favorite astronaut?
What?
Mine is Davis Scott. He was Apollo 9. He was on a couple more, but that was his main gig.
I don't have a least favorite astronaut, Nick.
What's wrong?
It's a little bit of a waste of time. You're just moving from subject to subject.
I like engaging you in conversation.
Uh-huh.
Is that a crime?
No, it's not a crime, Nick, but it's a little arbitrary.
Well, I think you're being rude to me. I'm the one who pays your salary. We all do.
Wait, how do you pay my salary?
That's just something a guy says. I really don't know.
Because you don't.
Oh, well, if listening was could be converted to money,
mm-hmm,
then I would be paying your salary.
Well, you know what? Nick, I appreciate you listening.
Oh, you're blowing me off. Great.
No,
great.
I'm not blowing you off.
No, you are. Look, you little turd. If I wasn't about to ride the Punisher, I'd come over there and turn that studio into a damn car wash.
If you were not going to do what?
If I wasn't about to ride the Punisher.
What does that mean?
The Punisher.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm at Kernland.
Kernland, the amusement park.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, the Kern Pharmaceuticals opened.
And that's the roller coaster?
It is, yeah. It's the most insane roller coaster in the history of Earth. It's certified as being that. Oh, my God! Oh, my God, I'm putting my hands up like you want to do on a roller coaster.
Woo! my God! Ooh. Ooh. Wow. Julie, can you come in here, please? You got Julie Klausner will be here. Then we'll do. Then we'll bring Sabrina and Andrew from A Giant Dog, and they'll come in. Well, you're not Julie.
I'm opening the door.
It's studio. What, is she not here?
She's here.
Okay. You're not trying to pose as her.
No,
that's all right. I thought you were posing as her, hoping I didn't notice. I thought you were going to just be like, hi, it's me, and just hope. Well, there we go. That's Julie Klausner. Yeah, I see.
I wasn't pulling one over on you.
All right, I don't trust you. I tell you, I'll say this, and this goes to everybody. Somebody out there's got some sticky fingers. I'm just going to say, some stuff is walking away. I got new headphones, and I got new headphones. All the headphones are gone all of a sudden. Now,
Tom, there's only one pair of headphones here.
Yeah, I bought like 8 pairs.
I don't know where they went.
Sticky fingers. I'm going to set a security camera up here. I'm going to bust one of you. And when I get you, I'm telling you, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cane you right in the street. Just like that kid got caned. Remember when that kid got caned?
Yeah.
Remember the caning?
Yeah, that was cool.
Right? He got caned for, stealing something.
There was a funny skit with Rob Snyder.
Snyder?
Yeah, really, it stuck it to him.
The caning. What was his name? Michael Fay.
Michael Fay, yeah.
Michael Fay.
Tina Fey's brother.
Yes. Dude, he's going to adjust some knobs. We'll lower those headphones, please. We'll get those more to mouth level. Dude, there
not
we go.
Touching anything.
No, you can touch. You can touch the headphones and the microphone. It's a clean studio.
It's clean. Yeah, definitely it's cleaner than the other. Remember that one?
Wait, you mean WFMU? Yeah, I do remember. I was there for
WZIKA.
Yeah, that's where you get. It's like the U.S. home of Zika. You're right.
You're listening to ZIKA.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to WZIKA.
How do I turn this volume? Sorry, I interrupted.
That's all right. No. Here, how's that? How's that better?
Lower.
Yeah. Less.
Less.
You want less. How's that?
Less Julie in my
How's
head.
That? How's that?
Better.
Is that good?
Thank you.
Julie Klausner.
Hi.
How are you? Now you.
I'm good.
Are having a triumphant moment right now. Right?
Yeah.
Your show, Difficult People, began at midnight last night.
It did.
It started. It is now underway. What?
Make it lower.
Less? You want even less of you?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, you know what you need to do, though? I'm going to turn you all the way. I'm going to turn you as down can be.
Okay.
But you do need to get closer, even though I swear there's nothing on that windscreen.
Okay. Okay.
That's perfect.
Okay. Yeah.
This show, Difficult People. You wrote it. You wrote it, and you star in it, and you produce it, and it's your baby, right?
Yeah.
That's Kurt Vile.
Yeah. I missed Avalanche Bob.
You did?
Yeah, I was in traffic when I was listening to you guys.
Well, here, I'll catch you up. Okay, now you didn't miss it. Okay? You happy?
I'm sorry.
Hey, Julie, you want to go to the... I gotta do a show at the church.
Bika boga baka baka bika boga baka. Now you got it. You are up to speed.
I wanted him to talk over me.
Yeah.
I liked your duet last week.
When we did the Crash Test Dummies. Yeah, that was.
And he was confused that, he didn't think that you wanted, the Avalanche Bob flavor. He was imitating you instead. And you were like, stop, don't give me that.
Yeah, give me the thing, right?
And then you did it to him.
Yes, and then he started doing it. It would be like when you get somebody to do the thing,
mm-hmm.
you want them to do... it's like...
What do you think you're doing here? Yeah.
It's like,
if I'm going to get Jack Black, mm-hmm. and he doesn't go, right, he doesn't do that, I want it. Get out.
You can get the School of Rock Broadway guy instead if you can't afford Jack Black.
What's his deal?
School his of deal Rock. Is that he imitates Jack Black.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Difficult people. It is now on Hulu. HULU.com.
Not Hooli.
Not Hooli. It is not. This is not a Gavin Belson
production.
Production. This is not Pied Piper or Suniva or whatever those things that they mentioned. Aviato.
What was the name of the blog that T.J. Miller accidentally bought? It wasn't Slugline. That was from House of Cards. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah. The chat is going to tell
no,
you.
No, not
don't look at that. Okay.
I can't.
No problem.
I'm just looking at Deadline Hollywood.
What does it say?
Guess what it says.
What?
Biden's back, baby. VP hits L.A. for ESPY Awards. So he's going to show up at the ESPY Awards, the ESPN Awards. If only sports had a way of, like, awarding people. Oh, yeah. Wait, that's called the champion.
Isn't that called, like, winning
a
game?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's called winning. If only we could figure out who the best was, except for the fact that at the end of the season, one team won all more games than the others and are declared the best.
And they're actual trophies, too.
Yeah, they get trophies. But they go to this thing now, and they got to be there, and everybody's back slapping each other, and it just swinging towels at each other.
So
right?
The ESPYs are different than the Olympics?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I remember when Seth Meyers hosted the Olympics.
The Olympics of what?
Sports.
Of sports. Seth Meyers hosted the Olympics?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the ESPYs.
He hosted the ESPYs, which is the...
Which is the Olympics award, of sports.
It's the award shows of...
The Olympics of sports.
Now, difficult people. Two episodes dropped last night, as we say.
They dropped like bowling balls on a sidewalk in a funny cartoon.
Now, these things are the funniest two things out there right now.
Yeah, they're great. I love my show. I love it.
You should.
It's great. I love it.
I was lucky enough to work on it for a smidge.
Well, you worked on it. It's maybe a coincidence, probably not, that the first three episodes we released are the ones that you were... in the room, as we say, and you contributed to, you helped craft, shape, guide, parent.
Oh, that's.
But it's true, and those are like the three. Those are my three favorites right now. Is the two that were released this week that you helped out with, and then next week is a big Tom Starpling fingerprints.
I can't wait.
All over it. Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait.
I saw it already. You've seen it.
I saw it already. What am I making like I didn't see it? What is it like? I saw it. It's funny. It's super funny. I'm telling you. Mm. You people listening to this thing, you go get the Hulu thing and you watch Difficult People. What are you going to do? You're going to watch Ballers?
Peaky Blinders.
Right? Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
I just...
The peaky. I just want a peaky. Yeah, just a sneaky peaky.
This dumb broad in the house, she said to me, I just want to watch Peaky Blinders tonight.
I said,
with Butch and Rhodey.
Oh! Rhodeys or ballers? You got two choices. Babe.
Yeah, two choices.
Yeah.
Roadies or ballers.
Oh, babe. I want to watch Peaky Blinders.
I thought we could watch Peaky Blinders. Peaky
no!
Now you're making it scary. Now you're making it a terrifying. No! Like the angry person at the dog park. No! Get over here! Like the person who was like mad at their dog. last night.
You were doing that at the premiere last night. Tom was imitating somebody with a lost Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were talking about this.
Pokemon Go,
which is this thing that makes me want to blow my brains out.
And for people, no, it's this game where you put it on your phone. Basically,
you hand all your information over to some company that did who knows what.
And they bought Pokemon in 1997 for, you know.
And they know where you're moving all the time now because you're just set. You're telling them, like, I'm walking around looking for Pokemon. And, like, people are walking all across America now staring at their phones waiting for, like, a Pokemon to show up. And then what, do you take a picture of it or something?
You
it's a Pokemon. Over there, it's a Pokemon.
You wander into an abandoned parking lot.
Yeah.
And then when you see Pikachu,
yeah,
you say, get over here!
Yeah. Pikachu!
You!
Damn it, Pikachu! Get over here!
Come here! And then you
throw get over here! Pikachu! They're walking, looking. And because what do you... Mm-hmm. It seems like the biggest... It feels like it's like the biggest hypno scam or something. It feels like everybody doing it is like going to get their house robbed while they're walking around.
It's like the Frotis experiment from the monkeys. Yes,
one of the final two episodes directed by Mickey Dolenz, I will say.
Directed you did by say.
George Michael Dolenz.
But there's been a dead body that someone's like stumbled over.
Because people are walking around. It's like, oh, if you go and look around, then you find a Pokemon. And then so some kid literally like went under a bridge and found a corpse laying there.
Found a dead body while she was looking for Pokemon.
Yeah. Like walking around. I think there's a Pokemon under the bridge.
Hello? Pokemon?
Pokemon. Where are you, Pokemon? Ah! Pokemon?
And then the
hello?
Person.
Sir, do you know where the Pokemon... I'm
sir?
Assuming it's the...
Sir!
Yeah.
And then the guy's running away because he killed... That would be an interesting, like, the Pokemon Go killer. Because if you put a Pokemon, like, near the victim...
Mm-hmm.
It's like he wants to get caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you're saying. Like, it's like, stop me.
Collect,
I'm sick.
Collect them all. Yeah.
Go look in the... You know what would be the funniest thing? Look, that would be creepy if there's a dude linking... I hope there's a Pokemon right in the middle of a car wash. And these people are walking into a car wash getting sprayed with soap in their face. And the brushes are coming down and scrubbing their heads. And they're still walking through looking down at their phone. And then they get the wax, the coat, the tire treatment, scrubbing their legs.
And their phones.
Yeah. And then it's just like, they're like, oh, there's a and then, but then they get in the middle of it, right when the thing's blasting water at 500 miles an hour at them. They're just like, psh.
But someone has to put them there?
I think...
And not that's, naturally occurring.
I just think this... Is this company just saying, like, yeah, there's Pokemons over here and here and here. Go get the Pokemons, everybody. Go find them. So everybody walking around. The country's hypnotized looking for Pokemons.
And then there's people stealing phones. Placing Pokemons. Yeah. Waiting for people to find the Pokemons. Grabbing the phones out of their hands.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon. Like, just putting a sign up, like...
Yeah.
Like hammering into the ground. Pokemon, this way.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like a Bugs Bunny sign. Like, the sign says this way. And then do they walk off a cliff and not realize they're like 4 feet in the air?
No, it's a different, no. You hear crunching.
Okay.
While he's looking.
Okay.
Holding his phone out.
Uh-huh.
What's up, so, Doc, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I don't know, a couple more fun and games and then yoink.
And then yoink, and then does he go down the rabbit hole with his with the so Bugs Bunny's stealing it?
Yeah, Bugs Bunny is stealing phones.
That actually, if they correctly updated Bugs Bunny, that's probably what he would.
You mean if they hired Jamie Kennedy to do the voice?
Wait, they didn't hire Jamie Kennedy.
If they were going to do it right,
if they were to update Bugs Bunny correctly,
mm-hmm.
there'd be an episode. In the Apple store. And suddenly, Bugs Bunny pops up. He's living under the Apple store. And they've been driving him nuts, right? And then he, like, fights with the genius boss. All right, look.
Sorry.
Bugs Bunny would be at the Sam's Club. What would he be? He'd be somewhere. The Groupon? I don't know.
Yeah, he'd be at the Groupon.
Bugs Bunny would have a Groupon. Mm-hmm. Yosemite Sam has a Groupon.
Yosemite Sam has a Groupon, right.
With Daffy Duck.
Mm-hmm.
And they go.
We want then, services. We want to go in on services.
And then they're over the top of Bugs Bunny's. They're doing a Reddit AMA with their Groupons. I don't know. These are things
they all go in on a remnant, then a Reddit remnant.
A remnant?
I don't know.
A remnant AMA? That's
yeah,
like a
remnant AMA.
That's the carpet equivalent of Reddit, remnant.
Yeah, whatever's left.
Yeah.
The people that were left from this AMA that, like, they couldn't get verified or whatever, mm-hmm. like, they never answered the confirmation email.
And they go.
You can have the questions from them.
From a remnant AMA, not M. I'm going to say something I rarely ever say. Can you shut the air off? I'm done sweating. It's 43 degrees in here now. I actually am catching a cold because my sweat-soaked shirt is now cold. It's freezing.
It's great.
On me.
It's great.
So this difficult people. It's you. It's Billy Eichner. And this season is wall-to-wall with...
Laughs.
Jokes. Yuck.
Situations. Characters.
And... Guest stars, including Tina Fey. I'm doing it like I'm...
Yeah, I know. Keep like going.
Tina Fey.
Oh, what?
Oh, am I doing it like that was me doing Daryl Hammond for a second?
Okay, got it.
Look, I'll do it as Don Pardo.
It's difficult people with your guests, Nathan Lane, John Mulaney, Tina Fey, Sandra Bernhard, the dude from America's Top Model.
Mary Houlihan.
Mary Houlihan. And music by...
Dudio.
Mary
Wait, Dudio's on this
Dudio's
thing?
Dudio's on it.
No.
Kristen Cheeks is on it.
How did Dudio get on this thing?
I can't tell you that.
What episode is he on?
Carter. He plays a guy with a clipboard that goes up to people in Times Square that says, you like comedy?
Uh-huh. How many into the run is that? Do you know which number?
It's like third to last.
So seven.
Numbers, no, eight.
Eight. You're actually in this studio?
Yeah.
Did you know you were in it?
Yeah.
This wasn't like some sort of, this wasn't like a prank show.
It was not an
improv everywhere kind of thing.
I thought you were going to say Impractical Jokers.
No, the IJs. I don't make fun of them.
But we did. I told you that I had to call Sal and get permission
for a joke.
For a joke.
Yeah.
That like because there's a legal matter that comes up and this cop is this detective is explaining to Julie like why he's too busy to like help her with her stupid mm-hmm. ticket scamming problem. And mm-hmm. he said all these things are going on. And one of them was we just found out that the Impractical Jokers are a front for a prostitution ring. And our lawyer was like, you can't say that. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's obviously a joke. And he said, you can't say that. And I said, what if Sal says I can?
Mm-hmm.
So I got Sal's info from mm-hmm. from you and Gethard, I think. Mm-hmm. And I,
Gethard, who actually was on the Impractical Jokers cruise, he performed on that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oof.
I'll say this. Impractical Jokers.
It's your favorite show.
It's all I watch.
I know. You send me clips all the time. They're really funny. That yeah. one where, who was the one who was afraid of cats?
Sal.
Oh my God, that was so funny. Yeah.
When Sal goes
in to give a PowerPoint about cats to like a bunch of cat lovers.
When he's in like a cage filled with like six cats.
Because he's afraid of cats.
Yeah.
They made him like lie. She was like, it was like yoga with cats. The like cat lie down and mat. Have the cats walk over you.
He had to become the cat yoga mat.
It was the funniest thing ever.
Oh my God.
So I talked to Sal and he was on a tour bus.
Okay.
Because they were, you know. They were taking over the country. They'd sold out Radio City right away. And I said, you know, we want to make this joke. Is that okay with you? And he goes, oh, it's an honor. I mean, yeah. And I said, can you put it in writing?
Uh-huh. And he was like,
oh, okay.
I can't wait. He's going to call in then over the summer at some point. I truly am going to be starstruck when he calls. All I watch now is Impractical Jokers.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Ron and Beverly
mm-hmm.
and watch Impractical Jokers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to keep it just like this until
until the pain is gone. Until pain
I croak. Till I keel over.
Till you key and peel over.
Till I key. You had a good key. And there's a joke, a Keegan-Michael Key, right?
That's more of like an Easter egg for last season. There was a reference to American Comedy Story.
I love all the American blank
There's a
story.
Lot of Ryan Murphy jokes. But yeah, but like last season, I guess Billy was auditioning for American Comedy Story and he was mm-hmm. auditioning to play Howie Mandel. And so at the beginning, like the, you know, I guess it was supposed to be the first episode, but it ended up being the second.
It's so funny.
I catch him up and of course Keegan would play Sinbad.
Yeah. Don't you wish you knew Sinbad, right?
More than anything. His episode of Hollywood Handbook is one of my favorite things. Of, I mean, he and his daughter and their dog.
Unbelievable.
The funniest episode. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. I wish that I knew Sinbad.
Redhead Hall of Fame, by the way.
Yes, he should be.
He is.
These are the things I wish. Number one.
Single long earring Hall of Fame also.
He might be the only one in that. Him and...
No, him. Just him.
Just him.
Yep.
I wish I knew Sinbad, number one. I wish there were 10 million episodes of Difficult People for us to all watch all for the rest of our lives.
You know, it took us a year to put 10 together.
Talking to you.
The hardest year.
All year long. You're just like, I think I'm dying. This show's going to kill me.
It's 10 like, months out of the year, 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. 10 million more would be a million more years.
I can't wait.
No breaks.
And one goes up every Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the summer. This is everybody's summer treat.
This is the song of the summer.
It's so funny. And you're all going to, you're going to, Mary Houlihan's in one, Dudio's in one, Kristen Bartlett's in. It's just like, and then you have so many other surprises lined up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary Houlihan is in the one, not next week, the week after that. She's so funny.
She is so funny.
That was the first time when we did her scene. That was like, because Billy and I, you know, known each other for a while. And we mm-hmm. like, we're very professional and we never like break or make each other. Like, we could not stop laughing during mm-hmm. that one Mary scene. Because mm-hmm. she's just sitting there like taking so much abuse.
Jeez. And you guys are just screaming at her.
Yeah, but then we also get like. We cut it because it was not that it was too mean. It just didn't work, and there was no takes of me not laughing.
But she's so funny.
It was porn related, because in that episode, my boyfriend catches me watching porn.
Mm-hmm.
So Billy decided to improvise something like, "You ever watch that stuff, Inez? Don't watch it. Don't watch it, Inez. Please don't watch it."
Her name is Inez.
Yeah, please don't watch it, Inez. Please, just promise me you won't watch it, Inez. And then I said, some of the girls look like you, Inez. Please don't watch it. Promise me you're not going to watch it.
This is
and it was, we laughed at that together. And it was fun. It was like, wow, we're having fun.
It's so good.
Instead of just working so hard that you laugh because you're tired.
Yeah, because you're laughing because you're not sure if you died an hour ago. This is what I'm going to do. Julie Klausner's here. I'm going to play a song by Kate LeBond from her album Crab Day on Drag City. And then in the studio will be Sabrina and Andrew from A Giant Dog and Sweet Spirit. Doesn't it make it more exciting when I just yell
yes.
who it is?
Yes.
Why don't they let me announce for a show, right?
Which one?
Just any of the, like James Corden, right?
Does he have an announcer?
Who's his announcer?
I think it's the car from Carpool Karaoke. I think
the
it's
car?
Just this, it goes.
And that's the announcing?
Yeah.
No, I don't. So, but imagine if I was like, hey, everybody, James Corden's on tonight on the show. Scott Speedman, and the music of Kayla Bond. And people are like, we can't understand. Why does he get louder when he names the people? Like, we can understand him when he's saying, and the music of, and then he just screams the name. Nobody's sure what he's saying.
Because it's a punchline. You can take the comedian out of the clubs.
You can.
But you can't take the punchline out of the
comedian. No. That's what they always say. You could take the boy out of New Jersey, right? But you can't take New Jersey out of the boy. I'm going to play this song by Kayla Bond, and then a giant dog / sweet spirit will be here, and then Julie will be back, and it's going to be the best episode of the best show you ever heard. Here's Kayla Bond. Oh, it didn't work. Oh, that drives me so nuts. I'm going to smash this thing right over Mike's head. Oh, and by the way, Mike's got his t-shirts. atmike.bandcamp.com. God forbid I don't mention that every 4 minutes. This guy.
You think you can mention it? You didn't mention the shirts. Just check the thing. The orders aren't good. I didn't get the...
Ugh. This guy. I'm telling you. Clean sweep. I'm going to cane all of them. All of them. All the people working except Pat. Pat's not going to get caned. But Dudio and Mike, I'm going to make them cane each other. Then whoever wins the cane off can be on the show.
They have to pick their own switch.
I'm going to make them pick their own cane. I'm hiding two canes on the street.
Like a Pokemon?
Yeah, like a Pokemon. They'll be out there with their phones.
Pikachu!
And admittedly, Dudio might have an advantage because Mike has a phone from 1997, a cell phone. He has the same cell phone Tom Cruise used in Jerry Maguire. So...
The one in the limo and Working Girl when Oliver Platt was like a real jerk.
Was it a huge one? Mm-hmm. I don't remember that scene from where. I don't remember the phone. I remember Working Girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kayla Bond! Bond from the album Crab Day. It's on Drag City. What a good album that is. So good. Well, my friends, the best show is here on another Tuesday night. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the show. We've got Julie Klausner's hanging out. She'll be back shortly. How we doing, buddy? Need me to do something? And right now.
Oh, I can move.
Yeah, yeah. Should I turn these up? Are you up, right? Do, 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 do.
You just thought he was making, like, these motions.
Well, yeah, he kept looking at me with his hands in front of his mouth and kind of swiveling his hands around and motioning them toward his mouth.
Let me just say, first of all, there's a Third Man album. It came out on Friday. Sharpling and Worcester live at Third Man Records. It is out now. You can go get it over at thirdmanrecords.com. It's really good. It's us live at the prestigious Third Man stage. And there's a great band with all sorts of luminaries on it. And the record is out now. And get your copy. And, as we are wont to do to raise money for the show, because this is an independent venture, and I'm fighting for every buck here, man. I'm selling some of my own stuff. I sell my own stuff. I put the money toward the show to buy headphones and speakers and things. I say it like, when I say that, I sound like when Suge Knight jumped up at the Source Awards. He's like, if you want to get a producer up in the video. That's where I'm getting that tone from. It's Suge Knight, that condescending tone, right? You know that tone, Pat?
Yeah.
Remember when Suge Knight jumped up when he was like, if you want to join a label where the producer's not up in your video and isn't buh-buh-buh-buh, you come to death row. That's where I'm getting that sarcastic thing from Suge Knight. At least the mystery's solved. So go check out the Best Show Facebook page. There's books and whatnots for sale there. Just buy the stupid stuff. I'll send you stickers and everything. It's just my junk that I sell, but I put all the money toward the show. Why? Because, again, this ain't part of the Adam Carolla Network or the Kevin Smith Network or any of that there stuff. And we're just trying. It's the little guy. Which one was the little one? David was the little one, right?
Of what? The monkeys.
Of the monkeys and of David and Goliath. Yes, right? David generally is the small one? Is that the way that works?
David in Hebrew means small one who God loves very much to make up for his size.
I think you're...
I'm correct. I studied Bibles.
Oh, you studied Bibles.
Back in,
So, okay, and just remember, clean language, guys. This ain't no filth fest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we just try to keep it clean. It's family friendly.
Good to know.
You can do it, though. You can do it.
F yeah.
See? Yeah, right there. That showed you can do it. Now, there are two bands that I like so much. Oh, so much. One is called A Giant Dog. And we played the record Pile, which came out on Merge earlier this year, about 1 million times on the show.
Woo!
Then, weirdly enough, there's this other band called Sweet Spirit, who put an album out on 9 Mile Records, right?
Local Austin 9 Mile.
And I like that record. It's called Kokomo, C-O-K-O-O-M-O. And here's the crazy thing. It's the same people in both bands. So I don't even think I like these bands as much as I like these people. And the people are Sabrina and Andrew from both bands, right? How are you guys doing?
Pretty cool.
We're going to disappoint you as humans.
No, you're not. You've already won over everyone. I love it. Pat's telling them to shut up, right? Who was it? Who was running their trap out there? You can say.
Carl.
It was Mike. No, it's not Dude. Look.
Dudio.
I tell you, Dudio, man. I can't wait for this cane off. I'm going to have the two of them on the street. They're going to be whacking each other with canes. And the thing they don't realize is I'm throwing them both out. They think that one of them's going to, like, whoever wins the cane off gets to still be on the show.
Between Pat.
No, Pat's exempt from the cane off. Pat's.
Because I was going to say he'd be the David probably. In this scenario.
No, Pat's a good
guy. Pat's tall, man.
Pat's a good guy. Pat's exempt from the cane off. Pat ain't going to be a part of the cane off. It'll just be me and Pat here every week. Right?
Yeah.
I already don't like the way that sounds. I already could feel myself. As soon as I said that, I could feel myself. Literally, the next thought was, how can I turn on Pat?
Yeah.
The chair went down a little bit.
It just was suddenly like, yeah, I'm not that into Pat anymore.
You don't want to go to the carnival, Pat. You want to stay here with me. You don't want to go to the dance, Pat. Yeah. You want to stay here with Tom.
And then it's like, I'm not so into Pat. Maybe I missed out on Mike. But you know what? It's like the Bad News Bears here. It doesn't make sense. One person's a bigger loser than the next, myself included. But we get that. Wait, they didn't win, though. Wait, they lost. All the time.
But they all learned something.
No, but they cheated, and they ended up, like, hitting kids with...
I can't follow what you're talking about, but it sounds like if you kill off your best friends in a cane off, it sounds very biblical, like you're making yourself God.
Look, that's for them to determine, not for me. They get to say who their God is.
It's like you're the judge.
I'm not telling Mike who he should worship.
You're the Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton and Blood Meridian.
So here in the studio, Sabrina and Andrew, who are you now? How do you have two bands? What is that all about? How did that happen? That you just don't have one band?
I mean, in Austin, everybody has like six bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
So which one came first?
Giant Dog.
The Giant Dog, which has been going for about 5 years now?
Eight or nine.
Yeah. More like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Of Austin.
Yeah.
You are?
No, not at all.
But if you were the Red Hot Chili Peppers, that'd mean the you would be out already.
Yeah.
Because you're the guitarist.
Ouch.
They bounce the guitarist all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for doing...
I can't do it without Andrew, but I did watch a RHCP video the other day, and Kiedis totally looks like Marc Maron now. Like, exactly.
He does. He has a pretty cool look
same
now.
Same haircut, same glasses.
We're going to do Danny
mustache.
California, right? Let's do Danny California.
Topless body.
Right? That's the only actually favorite song I know.
California. That guy can't sing either. He's like the worst singer on earth. On
the way, writes the truth. He writes truthful.
On the way here, we were listening to Danzig because we were traveling through Jersey.
That's what you do.
And we were listening to this album, Skeletons, which he's just covering a bunch of songs.
Okay.
That dude cannot sing. Danzig. I'm sorry. Like,
but you should watch. So Danzig can't sing, but Anthony Kiedis. When they did Saturday Night Live a million years ago and they were doing Under the Bridge, he loses the song so early in the song and then he gets out of breath also.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, this is the singer in this huge group?
That could happen to anybody.
But then when you see you, Sabrina, first of all, you're wearing a bathing suit or whatever that is you're wearing. What is that?
Well, I heard it was going to be about 48 degrees in here, and that's a little warm for me, I wore a bathing suit.
But when you're live, it's like, I was like seeing you guys at the keg shop a couple months ago, suddenly like, oh, she's wearing a unitard or whatever that
is. I'm not often live. I like to be preserved in colder temperatures, but when we went to cake shop, we all knew it would be really warm in there, so we had to inject me with a lot of extra hormones. I had to have blood infusions. And I did. I had to wear a space leotard, actually just to hold the pieces together. We're much older than you realized, I think. And it holds all the pieces in.
So it held the pieces in your space leotard.
Kept them in place.
Okay. Look, I'm not going to discuss that because this is a family-friendly show. Leave that for chat rooms and... whatnot.
Chat rooms are going on still.
You know, the goner message board or whatever would happen, right? I don't know. But you, Andrew, you have your guitar.
Yes.
And Sabrina has her guitar.
Well, it's Studio's guitar, right? Would you want to play some stuff?
Sure.
Would you want to play, what do you want to do, a couple songs? A few? What do you want to do?
We can do as many or as few.
Let's do a couple and then we'll talk.
Yeah.
How about that? This is Sabrina and Andrew from A Giant Dog and Sweet Spirit. And you're on tour with Sweet Spirit now.
So we're going to do a couple from both.
Okay. And where can people get these tour dates?
Check
the interwebs.
Yeah, check the Spoon Instagram. Check online. Just search
Sweet Spirit Tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Aren't you playing tomorrow?
I'm playing tomorrow at Baby's All Right in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Okay.
Apparently that is a good place.
Okay.
It's like the Hotel Vegas of Brooklyn.
Well, I'm going to zip my mouth and then let you guys play songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Here I'm shutting my mic off. It's getting
quiet. What do you want to do first? No, that's Red Hot Chili. We can't do Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want to do A Giant Dog?
Sure.
Alright.
The new song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This one goes out to Merla and Laura at Merge. This is the new song for the next Giant Dog album.
Photograph. I want to make you come if you can make me laugh. I want to spin you upside down like a rodeo between the sheets. I want to stare at you with my eyes all wide. I want to make you cry. I want to make you cry. My name up to the sky, bolts of lightning every time we meet. Your naked blanket and the house is cold. The mirror says you're getting old. I want to see you with your saggy tits. I want to see you with your jeans all split. I want to kiss you when your teeth are rot and all your memories have been forgot. I want to see you with your saggy tits. I want to see you with your jeans all split. I want to stare at you like a photograph. I want to make you come if you can make me laugh. I want to spin you upside down like a rodeo between the sheets. I want to stare at you with my eyes all wide. I want to make you cry. I want to make you cry. Put my name up to the sky. Pull to heaven every time we meet. Is cold. The mirror says you're getting old. I want to see you with your sagging tits. I want to see you with your jeans all split. I want to kiss you when your teeth are rot and all your memories have been forgot. I want to see you with your sagging tits. I want to see you with your jeans all split. I want to stare at you like a photograph. I want to make you come if you can make me laugh. I want to spin you upside down like a rodeo between the sheets. I wanna stare at you with my eyes all wide. I wanna make you cry, I wanna make you cry. Put my name up to the sky, falls to lightning every time we meet. I wanna stare at you like a photograph. I wanna make you come if you can make me laugh. I wanna spin you upside down like a rodeo between the sheets. I wanna stare at you with my eyes all wide. I wanna make you cry, I wanna make you cry. Every time we meet, I'm a name up to the sky, but to lightning every time we meet.
All right, that was awesome.
Thank you.
And that will be on the next The Giant Dog album.
Yeah.
And what is that song called?
It's called Photograph.
Photograph.
Mm, sneak peek. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Sure, Mike liked that one.
Mike liked that?
Yeah. He's had a couple. I had two words I know Mike.
Two words that Mike enjoyed.
Mike was high-fiving himself over.
I feel like I should clarify the reason I dedicated this song to Merla and Laura at Merge is because mm-hmm. they like this song. That's why.
Oh, I like the song. We
it wasn't.
Like song.
I wasn't like. I'm in love with you, Merla and Laura, and I want to devote the rest of my life to you. Although,
you have to realize with Mike. Mike is.
Mike's high-fiving himself.
Mike is like, if a bathroom wall came to life. That's Mike.
I would love that because often I look to the bathroom wall for support mm-hmm. when I'm anxious before shows. Anxiety.
Well.
I heard you mention that.
Well, you should just relax because that was spectacular. What else are you going to play?
You want to do...
And this is Andrew and Sabrina from A Giant Dog and Sweet Spirit. And Sweet Spirit are on tour right now. New York, they're playing. Where are you playing tomorrow?
Baby's All Right.
Baby's All Right, so people should come out and see them. And I'm going to turn my mic down and listen to the next song.
Baby's All Right just kind of sounded like a Michael McDonald song. So
we should write a song for Michael McDonald called Baby's All Right and submit it.
Baby's All Right.
I think of Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Like, Baby's All Right.
All right.
Sweet Spirit?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going... in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Far from home.
Thank you.
right. That was so great. Now, what is that song called?
It's Far From Home. It's not out yet either.
Okay, this is a night of exclusives.
Yeah, I think we're kind of bored with our songs.
And so, that is a Sweet Spirit song?
Yeah. That'll be out on our new record, which we just got done recording.
Okay, when does... Because the new record is Kokomo. That's the record everybody should currently get.
Yes. The next one's going to be called Saint Mojo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, why is it two different bands? Like, what if you were to tell people the in one sentence why there's two different, what's the difference between the bands?
One's more poppy, for a lack of a better term.
Okay.
One's more punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
They're both pretty rock and roll, though.
Yeah. Because A Giant Dog, you guys do a Sparks cover, which was super awesome.
Yeah.
Which I knew you when you said you were going to do a cover, for some reason it was like, oh yeah, it's Angst in My Pants. I thought you were going to do Mustache.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good song, right? You know that song, Mustache?
Sing a bit.
My mustache, 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 my.
What's the Mickey and Minnie Mouse?
Yeah. My name is Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
What? No. My name is Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
I come from Disneyland.
Yeah.
No. And I live in Disneyland, California. No, it's, and my name is Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And my wife is Minnie Mouse. And we live in, what is it, Disney?
Sextown, USA.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes. Sextown. Well,
it's a mashup.
Yes. And then there's, don't let it get me.
Ooh. Yeah.
Don't
let it get me. Oh, let's just do that instead of.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Oh.
No, no.
And it ain't me who's gonna leave. Do, do, do,
do, do, do. What if you did that live?
Oh, I used to know that guitar part.
That's a good.
We should do Monster of Love, though, really.
That would be a good one.
We should do Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Monster
Or we should just go home and watch that Nicolas Cage movie that has all those songs.
What if you guys just did the whole album straight through? Angst in My Pants, right?
Mm.
And what if I put a little Sharpie
really
mustache?
Embarrassing.
Yeah, like songs. Russell Mail,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That must have been a thing when the first day he showed up and he's just like, I think I'm going to have a Hitler mustache now. And then people are like,
go with Charlie Chaplin, man. Don't do
it. Yeah. Can we call that a Charlie Chaplin, please? Because it kind of is a little like Hitler, maybe.
I call it a landing strip.
I just, I don't think I've heard that guy talk, but.
Russell Mayall?
Yeah. I just imagine him having a very, like, I think I'm going to go with the Hitler.
It sounds
they're
nothing
not
like
British at all.
They're from California.
From LA, so they're both like, we love making music together.
Yeah,
we're brothers and we could just marry each other because we love being in the studio.
Yeah. Could you imagine being in a band with your brother
for
40 years?
Yeah.
Like, I sure hope so.
There you go.
I love you too.
So, I was going to say, we have Sabrina and Andrew in the studio from A Giant Dog, and we also have Sabrina and Andrew from Sweet Spirit in the studio also. So there's four people in the studio? No! They have two bands.
There are four people, Tom. There's you. There's that guy in the corner with the camera
Forrest.
Filming
There's Forrest
us.
In the corner.
Forrest.
Yeah.
In the Forrest screen. Polo shirt. I know. It's Forrest. It's
so we... you didn't do that on purpose, did you? Wear a Forrest-colored shirt.
He said, my name's Forrest, and you can remember my name because of my Forrest screen.
Yeah, it's
and my name tag.
And I wore my shirt that says...
A Giant Dog.
Yeah.
So that you could know...
Mm-hmm. Because you're wearing a shirt. Sabrina's wearing a shirt with her own band name on it.
But it's my own shirt. Nobody else has one like this. Okay. So it is actually pretty cool. And it's comfortable.
Okay.
It's my favorite shirt.
I'm putting no value judgment on it.
Andrew's wearing a really stupid shirt right now.
The Wiltern.
Yeah. Because our van got broken into the night before, and our clothes got stolen, and they gave us all these shirts for free.
What city? That was in L.A.?
L.A.
Yeah.
And everyone in my band has this stupid Wiltern shirt, except me, because I cut mine up, and I use it as a cleaning rag at my house.
So I thought all five of you would be wearing Mike Kroll Elvis shirts.
Oh, yeah?
If, like, suddenly he's like...
We did get, like, 10 of those when we stayed at his house.
If he's like... Who needs a Mike Kroll Elvis shirt?
Yeah.
Did that happen to you when you met him, too?
No. I've never met him.
No. He's a nice guy.
No, I've
That's
met
not
him.
True.
Oh.
No,
he's
yeah, me neither.
Mike is a nice guy. He's all right. No, he's great. He's super talented.
Yeah.
But so are you guys. That's what you have in common. So how about, what's another song you can play?
Well, we're going to leave this up to you. Do you want to hear A Giant Dog or Sweet Spirit?
Let's hear A Giant Dog. We'll alternate.
Cool.
What are we going to do? We're
going to do Sex and Drugs.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Was so great. People I pay to laugh.
They laugh so loud in your living room. I feel like they're...
They're having fun. Is it a crime?
To me, as though they're like making sure that you can hear through the door the positive reinforcement.
Or it's just so funny they can't help themselves.
I know. I saw somebody... Never mind. I'm supposed to keep this appropriate.
No. You saw somebody what? Biting their
just
hand?
Just
like...
their hand down their pants.
Okay.
Because it was so funny. And,
all right. That's a new one, actually. Who out there stuck their hand down their pants?
And then
he
just...
It was you?
No.
No, was it?
And somebody else just dragged themselves along the carpet like a dog. Just like...
A dog with worms?
Are you sure... You sure you didn't leave and go somewhere else? These don't sound like things that happened out there.
Take a look.
Or I guess I'm going to throw that carpet out, if that's the case. What if you guys played one more song, and then...
Yeah!
Then we'll do that, and then I will bring Julie Klausner back in.
And then she could do a song with us.
What?
You good?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah. Are you good?
I'm good.
All right.
Good.
Cool.
Is Mike good?
Yeah, he's good.
Good. Studio? All right, studio's good. Oh, my God.
He was the carpet rubber.
Studio was?
No.
Pat?
Pat. It was Pat.
Did you say a safe word or something that caused him to come in and say, are you okay?
Safe word? What do you think I'm running here? You think there's a brothel? You think I look like Dennis Hoff? Is this Cat Town or whatever that show was? You ever see that HBO show, Cat Town?
You're just saying a lot of words I don't know.
There was a show on HBO. What was it called, Mike? Cat House.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Cat House.
Yeah.
Cat Town would be a very... I'd love to see a show called Cat Town about a town just filled with cats. But Cat House was this show.
It's like the only show that comes on at hotels past, like, 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cat House. And this guy, Dennis, runs this brothel out in... Where is it, Mike?
Vegas.
In Vegas. Yeah. Home of... The Killers, right?
I did not expect that to be what came
They're from Las Vegas, right?
You know who you're reminding me of right now?
Who?
Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet.
I'll take that.
You're not reminding me of
remember
some
when,
Showtime actor.
Remember when Dennis Hopper was like, you guys want to listen to Hot Fuss?
Well, did he come here?
And he's dead. He's been dead. Dennis Hopper died before the Killers got rolling.
No, yeah.
He might add some demos, but probably not the finished Hot Fuss, right? He definitely never heard Sam's Town.
I'm sorry, you're saying all these Killers references, and I'm just slow to pick up on it because I'm not a deep.
You're not?
Killers?
You never heard the song, When You Were Young.
Yeah, actually, well, we used that as our hook in our song that we just played.
Oh, so you have heard it before because
yeah.
you... Took a piece of
it. It was a straight Killers ripoff.
I also heard the Killers.
So you're going to say, I don't know the Killers, but you're boosting things left and right.
I also heard the Killers use a David Bowie line in one of their songs when I was only 17, and I was very jaded by that. And I vowed that one day I would start a band and that I would steal something from the Killers.
Okay, and you did it.
Yeah.
Congratulations. It's like your Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
You pulled a heist on the Killers. You know what song you should steal something from? Is that song, Are We Human or Are We Dancer? My mind is open.
I know what you're talking about. She has no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you got a treat ahead of you, Sabrina. You start listening to these killer songs.
Yeah.
Holy guacamole. Get ready.
All right.
Your new favorite band. Next time you go to Las Vegas, you'll show some respect for the Killers.
Yeah, I'll just look at them through binoculars because...
You'll say, has anybody seen Brandon Flowers?
Yeah, Brandon Flowers. I want to wear a vest. I want to grow a mustache. I want to play a little keyboard that I made and...
All right.
Oh, God, I want to be Brandon.
You feel like you're getting close
so
to cursing.
Bad.
I could tell. That sounds like somebody who was getting...
I was just
I've been doing this forever. I can feel when curses are coming that you are... 15 seconds away from cursing.
Whoa, Tom. Whoa.
So I'm going to just reframe.
Just feel that
we
I'm
have
about to.
Andrew and Sabrina here from Sweet Spirit and a Giant Dog. They toured with a Giant Dog a few months ago and came through and everybody loved them. Sweet Spirit are currently on tour and you can check them out in New York City tomorrow at Baby's All Right. And you get tour dates over on the computer somewhere. And their records are out on Sweet Spirit Records are on Nine Mile Records. And a Giant Dog Records are on Merge.
And Brandon Flowers is my new Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Look, the Killers have made more good records than Nirvana did.
Well, they certainly have made more records
Three,
than I have.
Right?
Yeah.
You tell me you listen to that Nevermind. It sounds like Foreigner.
It's an interesting
right? It's not very good. It's not very good. Then they go get Steve Albini to produce the album, and then they got scared and they remixed it. We don't want to get yelled at by the record label. Real punk, guys. All right. Why don't you play one more song?
All right.
I don't know. I don't want to get yelled at.
Yeah, by who, me?
You have a propensity to yell, even when, just like for great things, for bad things, every,
like you just, yeah, get startled. I was like behind you and I put my hand on your shoulder and you like almost punched me in the face.
I did. I screamed. Because, yeah, it was
spooky. You saw mind spiders when I touched you on the shoulder.
All right, play a song.
Ready?
What are we doing?
Four.
Oh, God. Okay, this is Sweet Spirit. This one's for you, Bernie.
That was so great. You're so great.
Thank you.
Sabrina and Andrew, you're so awesome and so talented. I don't know what that must be like.
It sucks.
Someday I'll know. I'll figure something out that someone will care about. Thank you guys so much for coming down and being a part of the show.
Yeah.
I'm such a huge fan. And for you guys to play live, that was so great. And Sweet Spirit are on tour right now. People can check out the tour dates probably at 9 Mile Records, I'm assuming, right?
I think we have a website. I don't get the whole.
Okay.
Yeah. SweetSpiritATX.com?
Something like that,
Something like that, I'm sure.
People can find it. There's search engines.
Yeah.
So Sweet Spirit are on tour. A Giant Dog. What? Who? So this is Sweet Spirit now. Then A Giant Dog.
September with Titus Andronicus.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
A Giant Dog.
All right.
That one's going to be rad.
That'll be great. This is so awesome that you guys came down. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to play a record by my friend, Neil Haggerty, from Howling Hex, his new album, Denver.
Yes.
I'm going to play something
We'll do a two for Tuesday, as they do on Classic Rock Radio. This is City Song, which goes into Colfax West. Let's listen to this, and then we'll be back with Julie Klausner. Here is Neil Michael Haggerty and Howling Hex. Thank you to Sabrina, and thank you to Andrew for coming down.
Yeah.
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's listen to this. Oh, I did it wrong again. Oh, telling you. I'm going to rap Mike over the head with this thing. It's not even his fault. Oh, that's right. Two songs from Neil Michael Haggerty and the Howling Hex. I'll do it. I can do it. There it is. It's down. How's that? Well, this. How's that? How's that? Okay. All right. Thank you to Sabrina and Andrew from Giant Dog and Sweet Spirit for coming down and singing songs. I am back in the studio with Julie Klausner. It's very exciting. Star of Difficult People. How's it going?
What's your favorite line in the Nathan Lane episode?
My favorite line is probably when he goes...
Wait, you have to explain, to set it up.
Okay.
He meaning one
Nathan
of
Nathan Lane. Well, I'm going to say, I have two favorite ones.
When Nathan says.
Yeah. When Nathan Lane says something, he's in a bathroom, a public bathroom, that you and Billy lured him into a public bathroom to do a video called the Toilet Hand Challenge, which is like the Ice Bucket Challenge, but worse.
We've talked about that in the room. We figured that was the way to do it.
That was so funny.
Stick your hand in the toilet.
And then... when he goes, you were so much nicer in the park.
You were a lot nicer in the park. With his eyebrows?
Yes. He just like that. And then in the episode when... this is the other thing. These episodes are moving 100 miles an hour now, these Difficult People episodes.
They have to be under 22 minutes and 40 seconds.
But you have so much more happening in each one now. Because it's oh, also in the episode, it's like, there's an episode where they go to a bathroom with Nathan Lane. Julie also goes to jail in the episode and then has to serve community service at a white-collar prison.
Teaching recapping to, like, executives that have been jailed.
Yeah. And you're doing this line. Mm-hmm. You're sitting in a chair, Dangerous Minds style.
Mm-hmm. Straddling.
Straddling the chair backwards. Mm-hmm. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm. And had to be a white-collar prison so that we could find out that Bernie Madoff was there.
Yeah. And you are teaching this recapping class.
Yes. And everyone's taking notes diligently. The extras in that scene are my favorite extras. They're all, like, really, really absorbed in what I'm telling them about how to recap a show.
And then you say any questions, and then this guy says...
This is Tom's favorite line. He made me pause it so he could stop laughing and then rewind it. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
What does he say?
Can we recap shows that have been canceled, like the following? Like, so earnestly. It was the funniest. I've seen...
And it was literally just a way to be like Kevin Bacon, connect to Bernie Madoff, and then that. But, like, just the idea that he would... Can I recap a show? Any questions? Oh, can I read the show that's been canceled?
Yeah, like
the
following. So funny. Get up on that mic.
Oh, I was just sorry. Get up on the mic. I'm sorry.
Here you go.
Here I am. Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
How's that?
Good.
Yes. Julie Klausner, creator, writer, producer of Difficult People, is in studio. And I want to tell you something that happened to me, Julie. Over the weekend. It's up all the way, brah.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, this, I tell you. Dudio. I love him. But we'll see who wins the cane off. Him and Mike caning each other out in the streets.
The Madoff cane off.
The mate, that would be the greatest thing.
But if Bernie Madoff judged it?
Yeah, we get Bernie Madoff.
He's like, three more lashes.
Three more lashes.
Make it five. I scammed you.
America's greatest villain, Bernie Madoff. Currently. like in terms of like Scarface type status. Like Mike feels that Bernie Madoff should, there should be like shirts on the boardwalk that just show like, let's Bernie say, Madoff.
What if he needs like a catchphrase though? Like he's like, I took your money.
Yeah, I took your money. So what?
So what?
We should just attribute a quote to him and then start merchandising the quote.
What if it's just like, surprise, I took your money.
Yeah.
Or like,
surprise.
Guess what?
You're broke. Guess what? You're broke.
Guess what? You're broke. That one's good.
Yeah. Guess what? Mm-hmm. You're broke. Your money? It's mine now.
Oops. Was like, oops. Guess who's out of luck and money? You.
Your money? Spent all of it. I spent all of it. I spent all your money.
I'll take your money, all right. Take it and keep it.
Will I take your money? I took it already.
And it's mine.
It's already mine. And it's spent. It's someone else's now.
And things I'm not going to give you.
Yeah.
You schmuck.
Your money is someone else's because it was mine, and then I gave it to someone else to buy some things.
And he gave me their money.
Yeah. So admittedly, we're losing.
The bumper sticker quality of it?
I think it's good. It would need to go on to like a second car at this point.
Oh, I was thinking of a t-shirt.
A t-shirt, yeah. Like one of those full... Like Wolverine. You ever see those shirts for Wolverine, the superhero? Like they're like wraparound shirts.
I was thinking one of those like high school or college shirts where everyone's name is in the back.
Oh, like the graduating class of
1989, yeah. And then it's like Kevin and Dina. And
I'm on there.
I'm famous.
Did you notice I'm on that shirt actually?
It's very...
You spelled my name wrong on the shirt?
It's very Naven Johnson.
Doesn't matter. It's 0.5 type. Mm-hmm. Nobody can read anyone's name on it.
I'm famous. Oh, I'm on the back of the shirt because I am part of the graduating
pretty
class.
Pretty sure you've heard of me.
Maybe you've heard of the graduating class of 2015.
Yeah, well...
I don't know if you saw the shirt or not,
but...
If you
see it from behind,
I'm on the shirt.
Pretty prominent and alphabetical, so, you know...
It's kind of impressive. I'm on the shirt. I made the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They don't put everybody on that shirt.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait. They put literally everybody on it?
They put everyone. Everyone who graduated. Mm.
So on the weekend, I go to this comic book convention in New Jersey. Why? I don't know. You know why? This is why. The night before, somebody hit my car from behind, and I don't think I was thinking clearly.
I remember that.
Next thing you know, I'm driving to a comic book convention in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Look, guy behind me is flashing his high beams at me. Like, who's behind me? Following me the whole time. Flashing the high beams. I pull over. It's Z-Man.
No.
Yeah.
Z-Man?
Yeah. And he's like, hey, are you going to the comic book convention too?
It sounds like Wally.
He didn't have Wally with him.
But do his voice again and have it. No, have it sound less like Wally.
Oh, have it sound
like. Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going too. So
okay, that's about it.
Look, he didn't follow me.
No.
He told me this thing was happening, and I was like, he's like, are you going up? Like, yeah, I'll go. So I hung out with him at this comic book thing. And the two of us are walking around. It's the rinky-dinkiest thing I ever saw in my life.
This the rinkiest, like, dinkiest.
This was bad by comic book standards. So, it's in like a hockey rink.
All the better to find your Kevin Smith shirts
friend. You get ready.
Oh, no, really?
We're walking around this thing, and I'm like... he's a good guy. I was having a good time talking to him and hanging out. He's a Z-Man. I love you, Z-Man. I love you. Walking around talking, checking stuff out. Then I'm like, all right, I think I'm going to get going. But I notice
a
lecture going on
You sound like Mary Houlihan there for a second when she's on the show. It's like, and then, it's like, and then you know what happened next? It's like, all right, Mary, click it down a notch. You literally are not gasping with suspense.
I like how she smiles with her teeth over her bottom lip. She makes me laugh. She's really funny.
She is incredible.
Her videos on her quote unquote political videos are really funny.
They're so funny. Yeah. She's. This is a positive show. We talk about people we like. Anybody say negative?
Lecture.
And there's a guy. I see this section. It says like VIP seating. And no one's in them. Like no one's in. Like there's like nine people scattered in this section. All the VIP seats are unoccupied. And I was like, what if I could just go sit in one of those VIP seats? And I'm like, I'm just going to watch from the side. And there's a guy in a Spider-Man hoodie on a stage now talking like full Tony Robbins in front of like nine people. And he was lecturing people on what? How to effectively put a collection of comic books together. He's like, so say you want to do... what you have to do is figure out what you want to spend your money on, and you set a goal with your collect. It's like, no one needs help spending money in life. Like, it's not a hard thing to learn how to buy things. Lectures are usually about people promising how to teach you to make money. But this guy's teaching you, like, so you set a goal. You basically say, I'm going to put together the greatest Spider-Man comic collection. Or you say you're going to put together a collection of Korean artwork. Or you say, I'm going to put together the best collection of decapitation covers you've ever seen.
That was an example?
He said that, and I was just like, okay, I'm leaving here. Decapitation covers.
What?
I don't even know what that means, what it is. I wanted nothing to do with it. But he was like saying it in like this Tony Robbins motivational voice. So you want to put together the greatest Spider-Man collection or the greatest collection of Korean art or the greatest collection of decapitation covers. It was skin crawling.
So that's like everyone's goal.
So I'm like, I said to him,
I know what you're looking to do.
Yeah. And you know, he's throwing that out there in case anybody would be like, so yeah, you mentioned the decapitation covers. You want to see my collection of decapitation covers?
Very much.
Yeah. I love it. How many do you have?
I came in here with a goal.
Yeah. I came in here today with a goal. Is everybody, like, when they're just like, are you with me? Can you follow? Is everybody following me?
Like, or that it's, like, hidden in a list where it's like,
does that make sense?
Like Spider-Man or Batman or, I don't know, decapitation covers.
Yeah. A thing that, look, I've been reading comic books a long time. I've never heard that as a thing. I think he might have slipped this into a thing that has nothing to do with comic books.
Maybe it was a bet, like when you bet your friend, like, use the word roast beef sandwich in, like, the meeting.
He was in a Spider-Man hoodie as he was saying these things, too. It's not like he was in a suit. So then I'm like, all right, I'm wrapping up here, Z-Man.
Did Z-Man stay?
No, Z-Man's like, yeah, I'm getting out of here, too.
And what about Wally?
So Wally didn't come, thankfully. So as we're getting ready to walk out, suddenly, because, you know, people go to these things in costumes. So you'll see, like, you know, paunchy Batman. Superman on the skins.
This is like your Frank Caliendo.
You see, like, like when Frank Caliendo would be just like, I'm Al Pacino. Like, you're not exactly the same body type as Al Pacino.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
Hoo-ah!
Yeah.
But he, so we see this guy, black pants, black shirt, black trench coat, and over his head, a ski mask, pitch black, with, like, circles on the face. And I said to him, I said to Z-Man, do you know who that is from a comic book? I've never seen that guy in a comic book. And he's like, I've never seen him either. And I said to him, let's follow this guy, because I think he might try to kill everyone at this thing, and we're going to have to save everyone. Mm-hmm. So for about 15 minutes, we were just following this guy, skulking through the thing, like walking like a chimpanzee, like, ooh, 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 ooh. But with the ski mask, with just a circle on the face. And then he goes into a side room that just said, like, team room number one. And it's like, let's get out of here. I don't know what he's getting in that room. We can't stand up to him if he's, I don't know what it is. And we start to walk out, and then some guy says, hey, Tom, how are you? Some guy said, you know, and we started describing the guy to him, and then he was like, yeah, that guy's from when Kevin Smith wrote Batman, it's a villain Kevin Smith created. And he pulls his phone, he's like, is this what he looked like? I'm like, yeah, kind of that's what he looked like. Yeah, that villain's name is Onomatopoeia. Kevin Smith created him. Just like, all right, I'm leaving right now.
I just followed a Kevin Smith villain.
Yeah, this is what I thought. I was going to save the day.
You were disappointed that he didn't shoot up the place.
I was disappointed. I would have saved the day. I really would have saved the day. I would have just, it would have been.
You wasted 15 minutes following onomatopoeia.
Yes. And onomatopoeia monkey, right?
Oof.
So, if you're going to go to these comic book things, just realize it's a hard time right now. People are on edge. Don't go as the creepiest thing that people also don't know what it is when you're there. It's like, go with Batman, Superman. And you know what was nice at the thing? There was this old man. This old man was in a costume, dressed like in the 40s. There was the Flash, like the original Flash. He had like this dumb hat with two wings on it. Aww. And there was this old man walking around with this tin hat with two wings on it. Like, like he was like literally what the Flash would be like now. Just like some old dude from the 40s would just be like, I used to be the Flash. I'm just super tired, though.
This is from one of those comics that FDR would read out loud on the radio.
When he'd be there reading, he'd be like, and today in the shadow.
Could you imagine if, like, Obama read, like, Dilbert?
He would be, he'd be, like, reading the first thing.
First panel.
Dilbert's in an office here.
There's a copy machine.
And he's like, saying to Dogbert. Nobody made any coffee. I could use some coffee today. And then second panel. Second panel, Dogbert's like,
you've had enough coffee? Something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I thought you were trying to cut back. Final panel. Third and final panel. And that's just his weekly thing is just like
fireside chats.
Yeah, like isn't he supposed to talk about like issues? He's just reading Dilbert comics every week.
Imagine if the country is in such a depression.
Yeah.
That the only thing that could have gotten us out of it is to have FDR read us funny pages.
And then and it was back then. It was always like every movie was always if they make a movie about it, it's always like those comic books are giving people hope. They always show, like, somebody's always like, that little comic book is giving people hope. Like, with, like, Seabiscuit, that movie Seabiscuit, just like, that horse is giving people hope. Is it? Really? People are just like, I was about to give up, but then that horse started running around the track.
I had hope for the horse completing the
parade.
That
horse.
I just remember those movies from the Depression that had everything in them, and people had to explain to me that, like, the reason why there's a love story, the reason why, like, Harpo's playing the piano for 20 minutes has to do with the fact that, like, it was really expensive to go to the movie, so you had to, like, see everything that might be entertaining to someone.
The two most boring people on Earth singing a song together.
Or, like, lovers. Like, oh, here's the lovers plot. Oh, these young lovers are going to...
Oh, it's so boring in those movies. That little
can of beans is giving people hope. The can of beans. And FDR is just like, go, little can of beans. He gives it the presidential seal. So, yeah, that was the comic book show I went to.
That is cute about the old man. I want to play.
Yeah,
I'll be there. Yeah. I could. Oh, I could be. He's like,
the Flash.
I could be the Flash. He's like, I like comic books. I did. I'll give you a ride. he's like, Grandpa, no, you have to go in character. I'll go in character. Yeah.
Dad.
Yes.
He's always like, Dad.
Yes.
You're really going to go, this thing is the Flash.
You bet I am.
Again.
Yes.
It's just embarrassing.
Well, you don't have to pretend you don't know me. I don't care.
The Flash doesn't have children.
The Flash don't care.
Yeah. What part of I'm the Flash, I'm the first Flash?
You want to ride or you don't? You want to take the bus or you want to ride with the Flash?
Yeah. The Flash, DGAF.
Don't give a flash.
Don't give a flash, yeah. I want to tell you, first of all, if with Julie Klausner's here, Difficult People is season 2 started yesterday. It's on Hulu, and the first 2 episodes are up. And here's an exciting thing. There's 10 episodes a season. Each one has a Pokemon in it.
Yes, that's true.
So, Pokemon Go fans, and they get increasingly rarer.
Mm-hmm. But better.
But better. And if you don't see one, it means it might be coming in the next one. And if you're one of the lucky people who the Pokemon doesn't show up till the 10th episode, that's the rarest Pokemon is waiting for you in the 10th one. So don't be like, hey, I thought you said there were Pokemons and all these things. Well, some show up for people in the first episode. They got their Pokemon. But if yours doesn't.
That's not the good one, though.
Because then you're like, well, Pokemon didn't show up yet. Yeah. I'm 5 in. I didn't get Pokemon yet. I'm going to get a good Pokemon. It's August turns into September. I'm 8 episodes in on this thing. There's no Pokemon. They're watching the 9th episode. Please don't give me no Pokemon tonight. No Pokemon. No Pokemon. Then all of a sudden, meh. Yeah! I'm going to get a Pokemon next week. The rarest Pokemon of all. Then they sit down and watch.
The finale,
mm-hmm. Thinking. I'm one of the people. I get one of the rarest Pokemons yet.
Your partner wants to watch with you and you say, don't distract me.
Don't. I don't want to miss this Pokemon. And then they're watching. Mm-hmm. They're looking through their phone at the screen waiting for Pokemon to show up.
Pointing the phones at the screen.
Yeah. You should just add in now to the 10th episode. Just have like a like pop up like 15 minutes in.
Is that what they say?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But just have a cartoon dog or something go, Pokemon! Like, just pop up during one of, like, the breaks. And then they take a picture, and then they're just like, wait, that wasn't a Pokemon. I watched 10 episodes of that thing. There was no Pokemon. Oh, no. I'm just going to go, it's bad enough, this Pokemon's not working for me. I was in the car wash. I ended up in the car wash. Mm-hmm. And then I
tripped over that dead body.
I found the dead body. And then the police, I had to go.
It was framed because it had my fingerprints on it. Yeah.
They thought I did it. And then I went and then they took my phone. Bugs Bunny jumped out and took my phone. And I got a new phone with the new Pokemon. And I'm trying to watch this show. This isn't my kind of show. I like Pokemon. And then I thought I was getting the rarest Pokemon of all, and then...
This cartoon dog.
Yeah, this cartoon dog, that's not a Pokemon. Oh, it's a ripoff. Dear at Julie Klausner, at Hulu, at Pokemon...
I am not happy that I watched...
I think you know why.
I think you know why. Hashtag.
No, no Pokemon. No
Pokemon. Pokemon no. Instead of Pokemon go. Hashtag Pokemon go. Try Pokemon no.
Nokemon.
Nokemon go. No pokey.
No hokey. No pokey, no thank you.
That would be.
How about that?
No pokey, no thank you?
Yeah. No, no thank you.
No thank you. No pokey, no thank you. I think I wanted a Pokemon. No pokey, no thank you.
That was the one bad review of our show.
People are saying that I'm saying Pokemon incorrectly.
No, you're not. It's Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah, what is this supposed to be? I want to hear... All right. How am I supposed to be saying Pokemon?
It Pokemon, maybe.
Pokemon. Right? What if all of a sudden somebody's saying you should do a rare 11th episode of the show?
Of just the dog?
That has just the rarest Pokemon. And then Hulu will just be like... Well, we got to just tell you, Julie, the ratings of difficult people, 400 million people watched the final episode, and that's like more people than are in America watched this final episode. Did you guys say something about a Pokemon, though? We're not going to be mad. Did you guys say that there was a rare Pokemon in the final episode?
That you could only get if there weren't any in the preceding ones. And I'm like, yeah. Did you put the 11th episode description online? And they said, what's the description? And I said, Pokemons are here for real.
Don't miss the Pokemons. Hey, it's me, Julie Klausner. Don't miss...
The real finale.
The real finale.
Coming
catch them all.
Catch them all.
You're going to catch that final Pokemon next week?
The Hulu Pokemon.
That would be... I think you should... Hey! Right? It pops up. Can you catch me?
Maybe it's the kind of Pokemon that's like in a dunk tank. Like, because you have to throw stuff at it and it falls and it goes... Oh!
Oh, no! And then at the end, it's just like a Pokemon logo pops up, and then just like a hand like giving the finger pops up. Boop. Boop. And it just slides down.
Wait, this is the 11th episode?
Yeah.
And oddly enough, it's like 500 million views. Yes, like, Julie, like, it's Hulu again.
Yeah. We didn't make an 11th episode. You put something together?
You did like an animation of like a, what was it, like a hand giving the finger and like. Yeah.
Because we watched it and it was really bad. But we're conflicted because 700 million people watched it.
We've decided to treat it as a pilot for a new show.
Yeah.
Which we're not moving forward on.
Talking Pokemon. Chris Hardwick's talking Pokemon. Right?
Pokemon.
Poking talkie.
Talkimon?
Talking?
Talking. Mon.
Pokemon talking, comma, man. Right? Pokemon, question mark. Talking, comma, man. Man. Exclamation point.
And then go.
Then that, yeah, go. That's the new Chris Hardwick post Pokemon Go post show.
Poking man, yeah. Go.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Chris Hardwick.
Talking
Pokemon Go. Wait, I'm sorry. What again? In the direct.
We got Julie Klausner and Billy Eichner from Difficult People
here to talk about Pokemon.
Did you catch the rarest Pokemon on their show tonight? We're going to get to the bottom of it. And
then you like, pow, pow, pow. That's the opening song. It's just graphics, and it goes right to us, and we're already sitting on the chairs. Yeah. And the audience is like, rah! Rah!
Pokemon, Pokemon, Pokemon. They're just chanting, Pokemon.
Hardwick goes, he goes, I'm just going to jump right in here. Where was the Pokemon?
I got to just ask you. This is not a gotcha interview, but we got to find out. A lot of people want to know this.
Let's just get right to it.
Did this have anything to really do with Pokemon? Or was this, you guys didn't have a Pokemon in this, did you?
Because I didn't see one.
Yeah. I didn't see a Pokemon. Jonah Ray said he saw a Pokemon. Sorry, Jonah. Now I'm going to get grief on that one.
No, Jonah Ray saw it.
Jonah Ray saw the Pokemon. I heard they're going to reboot this Pokemon, but they're all going to be women now. Lady Pokemons. Clown. All day long. Ugh. Right?
Slimer has a bra.
Yeah. Slimer has a bra.
Slimer is wearing a bra.
Slimer had a bra on when I was watching the thing. You know the funny thing? I said that, and then literally the next day online, people were saying, you know, in the new Ghostbusters, like it came out, Slimer has a family in it, including a wife. I'm just like, one day before, I'm saying, yeah, Slimer's got a bra on in the movie. And then they're like, yeah, Slimer's family's in the thing. Oh, Ghostbusters. Can I just send money to it and not see it?
It's like voting.
You know what I mean? Can I just like...
You have my vote.
It's like eating vegetables. Mm-hmm. It's Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to do well.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like Ghostbusters.
You never liked the original? Even that funny scene where Dan Aykroyd crosses his eyes?
Yeah, where he gets a Ghostbuster...
he gets a Ghostbuster.
Does some business on
him. He gets a Ghost Duster.
Oh. I like Joe Franklin in it.
Sure.
Robert De Niro had this to say about the residents of Bayonne, New Jersey, Julie. He was driving through Bayonne a week ago, or recently, and he said, we had a flat tire as soon as we were about to leave the city limits of Bayonne, and two, maybe three cars pulled over within 5 minutes to help us with it. And no, they had no idea who I was before they pulled over. They were very helpful and very friendly. I gotta say, I was really impressed with the people of Bayonne, New Jersey. That never would have happened in L.A. But what he doesn't realize is they popped his tire also. It's probably some sort of, like, trap that they set. And then when they realized it was him, they didn't do what they would do to, like, the normal civilian in the car. Because they'd be like, all right, time to do this Bayonne style. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh. De Niro's in that car.
And then one of them is pitching, like, well, let's kidnap him and get a lot of money for him. And the other one's like, we don't have the supplies.
Yeah. We don't know what to do that. And then they're like, let's just help him fix a tire. Then he'll say nice things about Bayonne. Then other people come here and we'll rob them.
And then it's revealed that this is like the what is that? Like the commerce... Like, it's the mayor of Bayonne. They're all people who's like, like really invested in making Bayonne like appealing.
Yeah. It was the mayor ready to rob a car. We'll get this guy. He throws down like a thing with thumbtacks, like a cup full of thumbtacks. Look at this nice car. Let's get him. Let's give him the Bayonne. Let's give him the Bayonne goodbye.
Oh, when I said welcome, you said goodbye.
Yeah, like,
it depends on if he's going in Bayonne or coming out.
So they throw some thumbtacks down, tire blows.
Yep.
And then they show up and then they're ready to get it's De Niro.
Are they hiding behind like a sign that's like exit 24? Like, are they hiding? Yeah. Okay.
They're like in the brush.
In the brush, but behind a sign that's like, this stretch of highway sponsored by,
Susan
Powder. Miss Susan Powder Zumba class.
Yeah. I don't know how much sponsoring of highway Susan Powder's doing.
I think they're going to hold on to every dollar.
We'll get them Bayonne style.
Dixie cup full of thumbtacks.
Where's the Dixie cup? I don't know, Mayor, I don't know.
Jimmy, you were going to bring the cup, and Frank was going to bring the tax.
I thought you were bringing the thumbtacks, Mayor.
I brought the cups!
Hold on 1 second. Let me see here. What is Nope. Nope. Here it is. Now that's the wrong one. This is the right one. Sorry. What up, New Jersey? What up? Welcome. Turn the music down. Welcome to Gary on Gary Wood. My new showbiz show. Showbiz. The ins and outs of showbiz. From an insider like me. I'm inside showbiz. I know what I'm doing. I want my music change. Tighten it up. Tighten it up. My guest on Gary. On Gary Wood. You know her. From Difficult People. You know her from... Wait, what else do I know you from?
I've done Comedians or Nuts a couple of times.
Yeah, you did it like 5 times. It's me, Gary the Squirrel. Welcome, Julie Klausner. What up, Julie?
What up, Gary?
Me, Julie.
Me, Julie.
Ali G.
Booyakasha.
I saw a movie the other day.
What's that?
Brothers Grimsby.
How did you like it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I give it 10. Toilets! It's terrible! The worst thing I ever saw! Stupid! What's going on with that dude? He lost his way! He don't know what's what! Come on! Sasha Baron Cohen! Tighten it up! Not funny. NF. Not funny. Big waste of my time. What a waste! Alright, what else is going on? What else? What else is in showbiz? Ghostbusters! Who cares? I'll see it.
Who's your favorite of the four Ghostbusters?
Melissa McCarthy!
Why?
Box office, baby! She puts cans in the seats.
What does she put in the cans?
No, cans are butts.
Oh, I thought it was like those Will Rogers cans they have in movie theaters where you're supposed to put coins in them.
Yeah, you know what I always put in those?
What?
Money. Because I'm charitable! You know why?
Why?
Because I sneak in the movie.
Oh.
I got money left over. Now tell me. Quick question. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being pretty stupid, and 10 being super stupid, how stupid is Mike?
That's not a fair question, Gary. You know what's interesting is no matter what show you host, you keep going back to that old punching bag.
Yeah.
I did see his cowboy hat.
Yeah. You know what that's called?
What's that?
His getaway disguise! I didn't see no one come through here looking like you just talked about. It's just me. My name is, Cletus. A.P. Cletus. Nah, it's me, Mike. They take the cowboy hat off. They'll never catch me. Mike is like... Next movie won a
review. Tickled. Didn't see it. Won't see it. Keep it away from me. Looks creepy. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give? Tickled.
I liked it. I'm going to give it 7.5 feathers.
All right, let's get it, babe. Let's get the interview going.
It hasn't started yet.
No.
I thought we were okay. All right.
Difficult people. Why are you difficult? Are you a difficult person?
I don't think so. Are you a difficult squirrel?
No. But I'd be on your show.
What would you want to play?
Gary.
Pitch me a relationship to either Billy or Julie. Yeah.
Billy, it's me! Larry!
Okay.
I'm the new busboy at the restaurant.
So you want to be in the restaurant?
No.
It's a good ensemble. You might add to
it. It's me, the new busboy!
You, Cole, Billy, Shakina, Gabourey, Derek Baskin. You like that?
I do! But I want to be in scenes with you!
Alright, I'll come into the cafe.
Alright.
What's your attitude as a busboy? Are you difficult? Like, are you like, are you good to the customers? Do you fight with the customer?
That's why they can't handle me!
Because you're nice! You're nice to the customers, but are you mean to the staffers?
No, I'm always like, why don't you guys realize jobs are hard to come by? Let's appreciate this gig. And then Billy's like, I don't like that squirrel. And then you're like, hey, he's all right. And then Billy's like, man, I guess so. Then, next week, it's just me.
Gary.
And you. And Billy's on the phone.
What is he on the phone talking about?
Hello, Billy? What? Hey, wait, it's Billy. Yeah, Billy? Oh, yeah, you're still in Los Angeles? Okay, you're not going to be here for 4 more episodes? Okay, check in every once in a while. Bye, Billy. We shoot all his scenes real fast at a payphone.
You want it to be you and me on the poster?
Difficult people. Difficult person, comma. And.
Easy squirrel.
Easygoing squirrel. Difficult person and the easygoing squirrel. So let's get inside baseball on this show. Nathan Lane is on the show, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do with him? You make an offer? Who makes an offer?
We said we have an idea for you to do the show. Are you interested? And this is the premise of the thing. You play yourself and there's a toilet, and we told him the whole premise of it, and he said, sure.
Okay. Not like to his agent or something?
No, because he's friendly with Andrea Martin. Oh. And he's also friendly with Scott, our showrunner.
Your mother!
Excuse me?
Your mother on the show.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she plays my mother. I thought you were just...
Marilyn Kessler!
Andrea Martin plays my mom.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Here's my review of Difficult People. It is not funny. Do not watch it. And today is opposite day! It's funny! Watch it!
It's some good writing, Gary.
I'm looking here on Twitter. Andy Kindler said, Gary the squirrel is on simmer!
That's your favorite time of year is summertime.
Hey, Kindler! I didn't get the memo! Remember when he said that?
I love it when he says that.
Hey, it's me, Andy Kindler. I didn't get the memo. The MASH Channel! He's a good guy. Kendler, he's one of my showbiz bros. So in conclusion, do not watch Brothers Grimsby. It sucks. Julie said Mike is stupid.
I didn't.
Well, okay, I did. Hey, Mike. You suck. What?
If I could,
oh, my God!
I brought something for you. If I could,
Who the hell are you?
My name's Forrest.
Okay.
And,
it's a picture of a squirrel!
Yeah, it's a picture of you.
Oh!
I made it.
That's amazing. No, it's amazing you have a wife.
Oh.
Busted beans! Gary 1, Forrest 0. Hey, Julie.
Yeah.
You like that zinger?
Which one?
The wife.
Sure.
I said it was amazing.
I remember, yeah.
So, to recap, Annie Kendler sucks. No, wait, he's good. He's good. Brothers Grimsby sucks. Mike sucks. Ghostbusters, yeah, I'll watch it. Who cares? It'll probably suck. Gotta keep cool in the summer. Guess, where do you think I sit in the theater?
Where?
Fuck no!
Really?
Like this. Huh? Huh?
On your back?
Yeah. I go to those theaters where they bring you food.
Like that place in Williamsburg? Where, like, someone serves you, like, a steaming steak? Because that's what you want to eat when you're watching.
When you're watching Neighbors 2!
It's like, can I just get like a, just like the entire rotisserie chicken?
I think I'll get the salmon with, is the broccoli, steamed or is there butter on that? I can't have butter with that. And, also, I'm seeing Neighbors 2! I'm seeing the BFG! What if Mike saw the BFG? Should we make him see it?
Sure.
Hey, Mike! Go see the BFG. I'll give you $50. Alright? What is it? That's why he's not the host of Gary on Garywood. My showbiz show. Get it, because it's Hollywood, but Gary.
I get it.
Wood.
I like it, I get it.
So, difficult people, 10 out of 10. Mother's Grimsby, 0 out of 10.
You keep calling it Mother's Grimsby.
Brothers!
Oh. I misheard.
Where's Dennis? What's that mean? Think Anna Kendler's...
Who's Dennis?
I don't know.
They want me to laugh, like in the sound collage.
Andy Kendler's in,
Hi, I'm Dennis. That's what they mean, right?
He's in Minnesota tonight.
Who?
Andy Kindler. Doing stand-up. You know what's great about that?
What?
He can bomb in two cities. Because it's Twin Cities. What do you think about that, Kindler? You got squirreled. So, to recap, Brothers Grimsby. Stupid. Mike sucks. Ghostbusters, I don't watch it. Who cares? Difficult people. 10 out of 10. Must watch. Do not miss. And look for me. Next season. Difficult. And the name's going to change. Difficult person, comma. Easygoing squirrel. Exclamation point. Starring Gary the Squirrel. And Julie Cluster. And as we say every week, show business. Seeing movies is a privilege and a...
great catchphrase, Gary. What a slug line. Wow. What a
talking
motto.
Talking about entertainment is like in the department store of life.
Oh, my God.
It is the toy aisle. I never make fun. And as I stood there,
yep,
on the deck of that battleship, I said, we are all the same. And I believe Will Rogers said, I do not make fun of little people. And tonight, each and every one of you are big, big people. Thank you, each and every one of you. God bless America. And Mike sucks. I'm leaving. It's the end of the show. Bye. Okay, goodbye.
There he goes. Running out. Ah. His stupid music's still playing. Julie Klausner. I did see Tickled. Gary did not see Tickled.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I think I did a lot.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was not what I expected.
As I was watching it, there was a point.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it in the theater?
I did.
Oh, what's that like in a theater? Are you just like, huh, huh? Like,
it was a little scary.
Yeah.
You mean when they're, yeah, yeah, I know. Because
you're just like especially in New York, it's like you almost expect, I'm not going to ruin anything with it, but you almost expect like something to.
Like the camera is going to crash down onto the sidewalk and. But yeah, like, and then the credits are going to show up.
But he's going to come out of the Tickle Terry will come out of the screen.
Tickled Terry?
Tickle Terry or Jan O'Brien. So then, but I was watching this on a link to it. So I was watching it and I had headphones on and I'm watching it at night. And I was like, I think I'm going to, I don't want to see, like, I want to know what happens. This is hard to watch how tense. I felt like my heart was going to fall out of my chest during like the final third of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, did you see on the Facebook page for, I guess it's Magnolia is the production company. They have footage of a Q&A that the lawyer who looks like Charles Durning, you know, that guy. And then his client, I don't want to give anything away.
No, no. Yes.
Showed up at a Q&A. And
I did not see. I avoided everything about it till I saw it.
As one should.
Yes. Now I'm ready to go full Tickled.
You know what part of it I thought was most mysterious?
What's that?
How that guy's cat and bird got along.
On the couch?
Yeah, there's footage of him like hanging out with his pet bird and there's a cat right next to him and you're like, interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe try to unpack that next documentary.
That
huh?
is a movie unto itself.
Yeah.
Because if you have a bird.
Cats eat birds.
And you have a cat. Who's the dummy who just goes, let's see what happens here.
Let's hang out on the couch together.
Hey, sorry about the bird.
The cat's like, no, not at all. Yeah. There's room for everyone.
Yeah. We can all sit here and enjoy the night.
This is like one of those shots where it's like, because he narrates it. And he's like, he's in my apartment. I was in my apartment, he'd say.
Yeah.
You know, and Googled.
Yeah. And I Googled. And then he was like, you call this a knife? Right?
And then they show him in his apartment. And there's a bird and a cat next to him, just hanging out.
Yeah. And then he said, you call this a feather? Right? You call this a... electric toothbrush. That was the creepiest thing.
Oh, when he
thing.
Was tickling the guy.
They show one box and it has an electric tooth. Like, here's all my Tickle things. And one's one is the same electric toothbrush I have. And then suddenly I'm just like,
Sonicare?
I think I'm going to just...
switch to...
I think I might put toothpaste on my finger today. Like, I need a day off from the Oral-B toothbrush.
It's like, should they change the heads of those toothbrushes? And you're like, no, it's just for a dude's feet.
Oh, this movie. You got to see it. Mike, did you see it?
No, I'm just hearing
that. Well, get ready, man. This movie has nothing to do with you. And yet you are like a spiritual, like this would be a movie you're just like,
You and I are brothers of a different mother. You and Tickled. You and Dennis. Was his name Dennis? I'm not going to say any more about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, Julie Klausner.
Yes.
I am going to say this. Difficult people. I was lucky enough to work on it a little bit. It is so... I was proud to work on it, because it truly, I've known you for a long time, and this is the culmination of all of your talents in one place, and seeing you put your best foot forward in every possible way is, as a friend, is the greatest thing to see, because it is exactly you being the most talented, funny version of yourself, and everybody gets to see it. So I am so happy that the show is out there finally. And everybody, it's so funny. And people are going to love it. It's at Hulu.com. Every Tuesday, new episodes go up. And that will be your summer fun for everybody. So enjoy Difficult People. And thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's always my favorite when you're here. And I'm going to play some music on the way out. I'm going to play something by... What is the band that does the theme? Why am I blanking on the name? White?
Reaper?
Reaper! I'm going to play something from their album. White Reaper Does It Again. They do the closing theme.
And the opening.
And the opening. Okay, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always think of that as... I didn't even think of... I just think of that as like a...
They do that. It's that's how it goes. It's all brass. It's a brass band.
Yeah. Why didn't you use public domain music, like some fun, like...
like on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Like on Louie. When all of a sudden
it's
like...
That's jazz. That's jazz, Tom.
Right?
You're describing jazz. You mean music that doesn't have lyrics?
Music that doesn't have lyrics. I guess it is. I guess that's what that is.
It's jazz.
But you're a comedian and you don't like 1920s jazz? You don't think that's the funniest accompaniment to comedy?
Dixieland jazz?
For you to all of a sudden be like, what am I going to do? All of a sudden... Yeah, some old... Right?
I was doing the other part.
So you're doing the...
You just do what you just did. You do the melody.
And then here comes a trumpet. Now he's in Flight of the Bumblebee. Right? And it's you and Billy. Then the two of you just stop and like look at the sky, at the music, like, all right, what? Why is there an extended trumpet version of Flight of the Bumblebee?
One of us learns to play the clarinet. I feel like Woody Allen in the edit bay being like, oh, like, this Flight of the Bumblebee song is really getting the movie moving.
I'm having a hard time getting my read. I need to soak my reed.
I need to get a reed on this reed.
I should go down to, where's he play?
The Carlisle?
Yeah. We should record the music for the Carlisle for the new movie.
Set in Spain. Just somewhere that isn't a country where people judge me.
Yeah. The new movie is me and
Blake Lively in Antarctica.
I find I like shooting in Antarctica because the culture is just different. It's better. People
like
are
jazz.
More tolerant, you know. Yeah. It's like not like a moralistic.
They seem to like jazz more there. And when I say they, I mean me, because I'm one of the only two people there. It's just me and Blake Lively with GoPros strapped to our foreheads.
It's like March of the Penguins, but, you know, culturally relevant.
Oh, it can't.
Like Woody Allen, but yeah. Like Woody Allen, like at a certain point, is going to be exiled from Europe, and he has to I love shooting in Bangalore because people here really don't judge me.
I like shooting movies in international waters. They don't judge me. I shot it on a fishing boat. My new movie, it's me and Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds on a fishing boat. In international waters.
You know.
There's a great scene where Scarlett catches a tuna.
My next movie takes place in the 1920s, but it's shot entirely on drones.
It's me. It's me.
It's me.
A drone.
And Kristen Stewart.
It's me, Kristen Stewart. A GoPro. And a Pokemon. In my new movie, I should just tell you, if everybody goes to see my new movie, there's a Pokemon in it. Like, he has to do that, like, the lowest
like the
point.
The financier is like, listen, okay, I'm going to write you a check. No questions asked. I like you. I'm a fan. I've been a fan since Annie Hall.
Yeah.
You have to put a Pokemon.
Yeah.
You have to put a Pokemon in this movie.
They made me put a Pokemon in the movie. I don't even know what that is. I don't have a computer. They made me put a Pokemon in it.
The only thing I knew is that it had to take place in Bimini.
It's me.
It's me, Vanessa Hudgens.
Pikachu. It's me, it's me and Pikachu. We're filming it on an iPhone.
And Dakota Fanning.
We're filming it 600 feet underground.
Dakota Fanning plays the mom.
We're down.
Chloe Grace Moretz. Plays an older woman that I don't care for.
We're in an abandoned subway.
It's me. Mole people.
It's me, Pikachu, a mole person.
And two guys from my band I said I wouldn't kick out.
The banjo, it's me, the banjo player from my band. It's me, the banjo player from my band, Helen Mirren, and I'm drawing it. And a pad. I'm drawing the movie.
I decided to cross over to animation because people understand that.
It's a little more evolved. It's a little less judgmental.
Yeah.
So,
pictures.
Here's my new movie. It's a picture of a Pikachu.
I decided to work with holograms.
It's exciting. My new movie, it's me, Fred Flintstone.
Young Haley Mills.
It's me, yes.
It's a cardboard cutout of a baby girl. It's just a stock photo of a baby girl. She's very, very, she's very erotic. You know, I find her very sexually attractive.
So the new movie, it's me, footage of failed airplanes trying to be the first airplane that flies, but they all break.
That one.
A Pikachu.
And that footage of a train coming right towards the camera that scared everybody out.
And Mel Ott's sneeze. It's me. It's me, Cate Blanchett, a Pikachu. Mel Ott, from Mel Ott's sneeze. The train that comes through the thing.
And Martin Landau, who I'm back in touch with.
Martin Landau, he's great in this. And he plays Pikachu.
Do you think Zuni's like wandering around Europe right now looking for Pikachus?
She's looking at her phone.
She's like looking for Pokemon.
She's not even playing the game, but she's telling him, it's this thing, it's called Pokemon Go. Like, knowing he won't even bother to look at her phone. She's just like, don't bother me, I'm playing Pokemon Go right now. And he's like, Soon-Yi's playing some game. It just takes so much time, and she's so occupied with the game. She doesn't even have it. She doesn't even have her phone on. He doesn't even know what...
It's not a phone.
Yeah. It's a Pop-Tart.
I can't get her off the phone.
She's always on her phone. And then she's got the phone, and she eats the phone at the end. She's just walking around.
And then
with
the next
Pop-Tart.
Day, she has a new phone. I mean, they can't be very cheap.
They don't make these things.
Movies to make sure Tsuni has a new phone every day.
It's so disposable. The culture's so disposable.
She's eating her phone.
She ate her phone, and it's disposable. Not like me and my typewriter. I type the movies out.
I use real lead ribbons. The ribbons have ink made out of lead.
And then the new movie. The new movie is
it's me.
Me? It's me. Snorlax.
It's that animated digestive system cartoon from the prescription commercial that follows that girl around. And she's...
It's me, Judy Dench. Slim good body. And pizza rat.
And footage of a maternity ward. It's just a really beautiful establishing shot of all the baby girls. This was when they used to be separated from the parents behind a big plexiglass wall.
So, the new movie is me. Three Pokemon.
Clippy from the Microsoft Word.
And the guy from Tickled.
Which one?
The bad one.
It's me.
You know.
The guy from Tickled, Clippy, Scarlet Johansson.
Dame Judy Dench, and a Pokemon. And I'm imagining it. I'm just looking at it.
We don't need film because...
And then I'll tell you about it.
Well, better yet, I wrote a song about it. I'll play the song instead.
My clarinet. The new movie's me. My clarinet. Pikachu.
The Citibank on 5th Avenue and 74th.
Alan Alda.
Mm-hmm.
The Citibank. It takes place at an ATM, whatever that is. Because I don't know what
these
things are. I don't
know what it is yet.
Listen, I write on a typewriter.
My wife keeps eating her phones. And sometimes they smell very good.
Yeah. The new movie. It's me.
It's that
the naked cowboy.
It's that one belt I've been wearing since 1984 that looks like it's on death's door.
My high-waisted belt.
It looks like it's cardboard because it's given up.
It's me. It's me. My belt. The naked cowboy.
Mm-hmm. And the O.J. documentary. Which is great because it's already 8 hours. You know?
It plays in the background. So, but it's different. This is not...
It's not that run-of-the-mill, you know, Hollywood. I don't even know what they have in Hollywood anymore. I hate Los Angeles. I hate New York. I hate America.
It's me. It's me. A Knicks game. The new movie is me, Pikachu.
Gordon Gekko.
A Knicks game, Gordon Gekko. And Michael Rapaport.
It's me, Mickey from Seinfeld.
It's me. And Michael Rapaport's Tribe Called Quest documentary.
Which is going to be even harder to watch since Fife died.
It's different, though. These movies. Okay. I have to.
Okay, goodbye.
All right. White Reaper does it again. Wolf Trap Hotel. Be back next week.